Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Listen to the Don and Mike Show for your chance to win a trip for two to Super Bowl XXXVIII, courtesy of AOL for broadband. With AOL top speed, making your web pages load up to 2 times faster. And it's only on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hold on, look who's with those guys today. It's Howard Dean.
Oh, we got it. We got it.
What was that, Howard? There we go. Very good. Oh, but look who came in.
There they are. Trainer.
Now, where's Howard Dean? Howie, baby.
There he is. True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one cruel enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Due discretion advised.
Let's give it up for... And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Vermont Villager and all the ships at sea. They are so rich, they poop 20s. Oh. Dr. Otto and...
Hey, thank you, Robbie. And, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Thursday 1-22-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Where's the bank here?
There you go. And... All right, here's the phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636 from Canada. You can call us at 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Please only call if you have something of an exotic nature, entertaining, if you want to chime in on what we're talking about.
Above all, relevant.
Yeah, otherwise, relevant. Just wait. Until the Relovent.
Relevant.
Just Arbotron. Relovent.
Relovent.
Just wait. Wait until the phone scan.
Right.
Because that's coming up.
Relovent.
Relovent. Howard Dean.
That, and we finally got the tape of Howard Dean.
Yeah. I mean, we had parts of it yesterday, but right. So much of it has been overplayed where he screams the states.
Yeah. The real part.
That's the part.
That's there the best part.
That's the guy. So. Wow, today's show is jam-packed. We're going to get our incest winner here.
Oh my God.
To start the show, and then later, thanks to the good people at...
Relovent.
AOL for broadband. We'll be giving away a trip to the Super Bowl.
How exciting is that?
To two blind people.
Yes.
And if you're wondering why, this is why you got to listen to the show every day. We don't have time to recap all this crap for you.
There were no protests about the blind people.
we'd be recapping crap because it was just crap yesterday.
Right.
And if we retold it, we'd be recapping. Wouldn't be a recap. It would be a recap.
We'd be snapping off another summary of yesterday's show.
Absolutely. But I love radio. Let me just say that first off. I love radio, even though we're surrounded by jerks. And I had a long chat with Mike before the show today.
Yes.
I do love radio. It is still my passion. I'll tell you how stupid I am about it. And thankfully, still so. I was listening to some dumb station. And, you know, they should register that with the ratings company. Because I'm sure a lot of people write down some dumb station.
That's actually the radio station that Joe Archer plans on buying someday.
Now listen to how pathetic I was, and to an extent still am, with the way that I just love radio, love everything about it. The year was 1978.
Ooh. Long time ago.
Yeah, and I had been fired on the day before Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and I was out of work for like 2 or 3 months.
You'd be 19 or 20 back then.
Yeah, somewhere, like 19. It was an awful time. And I remember driving around in my big black Firebird. You know, I was living in a shack, but driving a car that cost me $300 a month back then.
And everybody would always yell at you, "Hey, 19."
the big Smokey and the Bandit car.
Yeah.
And I would drive around, and that's when the stupid song, which I heard on some dumb station today, came on. The song Baby Come Back by Player. Do you remember that song?
Baby Come Back!
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, great song.
Well, I heard that, and I immediately was back to 1970. And you know the thought...
I felt contemporary.
Do you know,
yeah.
Do you know the thought way back then that went through my mind?
What?
When I heard that song on the radio, I got fired, and then like 2 weeks later the song came out, and it was nobody would hire me. I was having an awful time getting a job, and I was thinking, I will never be able to play Baby Come Back as a current record.
No.
On the radio.
And that bothered you.
Yes, because it was such a delicious song with such a great intro.
I was lost.
Right?
Yeah. And I'm telling you, I consciously had that thought in 1978 in Evansville, Indiana, going, oh, this is going to be a bad time in my life.
You cheated.
I am not going to be able to play this great
unless they re-record
record.
And they change the name of the band to Playa.
Playa.
Right.
Anyway, I love radio. Me love radio. Even with the idiots that are now controlling our destinies. And just let me give a... Hi, Robbie.
Did you ever get to play it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
It's a happy ending.
But it was a recurrent by then. Yeah. It wasn't a hot rotation.
Getting
I missed
so
it.
So you would have liked to break the record. You would have liked to be the first disc jockey in America to play it.
No, it was...
This is Player and Baby Come Back.
Arlington, Virginia.
Hi, this is Dick Robinson. I bet he played Player.
Yeah, I bet he did.
As an original.
Player.
Well, before the day is over.
Baby Come Back.
I said Player.
Hey.
Yeah, sorry. This is Dick Robinson. Player.
That's a nice Trans Am. Understand they turned off your electricity. In your apartment in Indianapolis. Hey, that check you went to the bank for today. That bounced, didn't it?
Hey, come on now. Get those bills together. 19. Hey, 19. Wow.
That was also around the time that I blew, I think, something like $200 on a suede jacket from Sears.
So you were looking, between the car and the jacket, you were looking good.
I mean, they turned off my electricity.
That's right around the time Sears was deciding to sell clothing like that.
Yeah, I know.
Or so.
Sears. Okay, so we work for real penises, and you know that. And you know everything that happened yesterday on the show. And a big shout out from us to all of the people who are huddled under their desks.
Salute.
In the back part of the office today, unwilling to make eye contact with us as we do the show. We will be giving away the Super Bowl trip to blind people. And we're going to do that hopefully in the next couple of minutes.
Now, we've gotten calls from blind people on this show for years, and I'm really hoping that the blind members of our listening audience step up to the plate today with their canes and
their
dogs and really participate in this contest.
Now, there are two tickets. It's one prize from anywhere in America. Mm-hmm. So the two blind people have to be in the same city.
Right.
Because, for goodness sakes, it's not like they can get in their car and drive to another city.
Will we accept blind partnerships as far as if two people call, if a guy calls...
If a blind guy had married a blind woman, sure.
Okay. Or if, like, two blind buddies.
Yeah, that also works, yeah.
All right, okay.
You know, it's a great year to do this because this year the tickets glow in the dark.
They do. That's right.
We got a treat for the winner.
What about a blind brother and sister? Could we?
Buzz, yes. All of these are possible.
Well, is the goal, it's a trip for two, correct?
Yes.
And I just want to make sure I've got the facts straight, which is now my goal, that I have the facts straight, is that the blind people... The two people have to be blind that are going. We're not going to go with one person.
No, absolutely not. Right. It has to be blind on blind.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous blind on hot, blind on blind action.
Very good.
At the Super Bowl. But first, we have to get to
first.
the incest contest. But first. Or do you want to hear Roger Ebert with his stroke?
You know, I could hear anything right now.
All right, well, then let's start. Shortly after 1978, when this was Arlington, Virginia.
Arlington,
1975. Anyway, it's our theme for brother on sister incest. We asked for your stories. We were going to give away the Super Bowl trip until they came in during a commercial break and screamed, "You can't do that."
Right.
So we're going to do the incest contest anyway, and it's been homogenized for your listening pleasure. We are only accepting brother and sister relationships.
I will tell you that the volume, the sheer volume of entries is highly, highly disturbing.
You know who else said that to me? It was my old friend Buzz.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Buzz was surprised we got any entries.
And yet,
I didn't think we'd get a lot of them.
No.
That, you know, you always have that chance
right.
That it's a penthouse setup. But I think the sheer volume would indicate
there's some true ones in here. I think the one you the one you've shown favor to would probably sound legit.
And I want to read all of them.
There's some that are surely made up.
You want to staple them together, Buzz, and take them home tonight?
Bind them. I don't think you're going to need a stapler. Are you, Buzz? Right?
Like, probably not.
Some of that homemade glue? Okay, here we go. Hi, Don and Mike. Remember the topic? Brother, sister, intercourse. Hi, Don and Mike. When I was a junior, and I was a sister, and my sister was a freshman, my parents decided to go to Las Vegas for a weekend. This, incidentally, they don't have the relationship until later in this letter.
Okay.
He writes that they said he was old enough to be in charge for the weekend. They trusted him. He was responsible. Put the fear of God into him. They left on a Friday night. I'm going to go through a bunch of the boring part, and as it turns out, over the years, this young man and his sister spend a lot of time together.
Oh, God. As siblings are wont to do, sir.
The night that it all came true.
Yeah, here we go.
The music. The music.
I love it.
Let's see. Parents are going to Indianapolis. They don't even ask anymore.
We'll be right back, dear.
They don't even ask anymore about who's in charge for the weekend because the kids are all grown up.
Yeah, they take care of the house themselves.
I believe they're seniors here. They left on a Friday night. We'd gone shopping, and Mom had bought all the stuff we wanted for dinners and lunches, as always. My sister and I were happy as pigs in slop, knowing we didn't have to eat vegetables all weekend. This was pre-VCRs and stuff. We were watching TV. I fixed taquitos, and my sister made tacos. I knew where my parents had an old bottle of red that they never drank. I figured they wouldn't miss it. I poured a glass for me and my sister. We drank it while watching TV. We were laughing and cutting up with our parents gone. We were feeling grown up. Well, after we had a couple of glasses of wine, I had asked her if she ever thought about kissing me. She said...
That's just out of the blue.
Yeah, I mean, bingo.
Hey, sis.
She'd thought about it, and she'd thought about it while she had kissed another boy.
Now, your normal sibling relationship, correct me for a moment, if a brother was to say that to a sister, he'd get hit in the head with an ashtray.
Normally, I would think.
In a normal...
That led to a discussion about what each of us had done with other members of the opposite sex.
Okay.
Pretty soon, we were telling what we had done real graphic. I told her about one girl that let me under her sweater.
I feel like you're reading an Elvis story.
She was real quiet.
Doesn't it sound like that?
Yeah.
I told her the girl liked it. She got quiet again, so we watched TV. And then she said, would I maybe do that for her?
Oh, Mike just choked on his beverage.
I couldn't believe she asked me. I've been noticing her since she started getting nice boobs. She had been part of my wet dreams.
Oh no.
I said, yeah, I'd like to do that.
He's a trainable.
She nodded, kind of shy.
Children will be.
I sat next to her on the couch, put my arms around her, bent down to kiss her.
Oh, you know, when it gets right down to it, that's when it gets the most disturbing.
You go, here you go. It was really strange at first kissing my sister.
Yeah, I guess.
But pretty soon I quit thinking of her as my sister.
Uh-huh.
She was just a hot girl.
Wow.
Wow.
Let me see.
You know, that is I'm looking at the letter that Don is reading, and that is a lengthy.
Don't leave anything
lengthy,
out.
Buzz, I have to leave some of the stuff out. There's a lot of stuff. I'll just tell you, I'll just look at this part where it goes,
okay.
We had already had our shower, so she hadn't put on a bra. I can't tell you what he was going to do when his hand touched her. Pretty soon she was pushing her. I asked if I could kiss her. Okay, then. All right, now this is all just penthouse stuff.
Yeah, it does sound like it sounds penthousey.
Her stomach was quivering under the kisses. Sis didn't say anything as she watched me. Pretty soon her eyes were closed. I pushed my PJs off.
Oh, no.
Afterward, we didn't see anything about it. It was like it didn't happen. Saturday night as we watched TV.
Second page, incidentally.
Yeah.
She went in and changed into her shorty PJs. She asked if I wanted to kiss her again. Pretty much the same as the first time, except I lasted a little longer, and I think she liked it a little more. Folks came home on Sunday. We never talked about it. I kept hoping Sis would let me do it again, but she never did. other than dream about it, that is. Well, we both got married and moved away. I'd see her at family stuff. Neither of us ever mentioned it. I didn't tell my wife the first time I met her that I had had sex with my sister. I've never told my wife. And my sister's never told her husband. A few years ago, I got divorced. Last year, my sister got divorced and moved back.
Oh, no.
She's working in a local hospital. She and I have become good friends because of what we've been through.
Sure.
One night, we were getting drunk together.
Oh, no!
A reunion.
Laughing about stuff that had happened growing up. She got serious and asked about that weekend. Did I remember that weekend? I said it was the best time of my entire life.
Oh, my God.
She kissed me.
This is flashed to adulthood.
Yes, this is now the present day.
Oh, my God.
She got up from her chair and slid into my lap. She kissed me, and it was the hottest kiss I've ever had. We kissed for a while, then we stood and went to my bedroom.
It was
incredible.
Stuff to keep stuff down. Sure is.
Best I ever had. This time she used real vocal, too, unlike the first time.
Yes, grown up now.
I woke up and we did it again in the morning. We get together once a week or so and make love, always at my place. I love my sister and it's the best sex I've ever had.
Oh, my God.
She says the same. I started writing this and then you said you were canceling the contest. It was almost with relief that I heard that. I have no idea how I'm going to explain to my sister how I won a trip to the Super Bowl. She'd kill me if she knew I told you about this. I'd love to get her to come and spend a romantic weekend at the Super Bowl with me.
But that's not going to happen.
But I don't know how I would explain to her how I won your contest. You guys can make fun, I know, but I tell you the truth. It's completely loving between my sister and me.
Oh.
I've been fixed, so we're not going to have kids. So there's nothing wrong with us loving each other.
Oh, yes, there is.
Wow. Jeez. All right, that's from Mike.
Wow. Wow is right.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm an only child. I don't know what it is, but this is interesting to me.
Well, that's disturbing to me.
Yeah, well, I'm an only child. Maybe it's for the best.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason.
You sick bastard!
I thank you.
Dear Don and Mike, do half-sisters count? My sister and I share the same father, but have different mothers. If it does count, please don't use my real name.
We're not going to use any real name. Yeah, hopefully.
My name is Rob A. Spiewak. And my sister's name is Lisa Broyhill. I'm 29 and she's 26. We are not still doing it. She's dating someone else now and I'm single. I live in Maine and she does too. I guess you want to know what happened and when it happened? It happened when I was about 21. She was living with her mother and stepfather. We hadn't seen each other for a long time as kids. We grew up together. Stayed with our father and her mother. I lived with my mom along with my two brothers. Several years had gone by with the occasional Christmas family thing. When I was 18, I left Maine, returned when I was 21, blah, blah, blah. Oh, here we go. At first, I felt sick about being attracted to her. But it didn't feel like she was my sister. I mean, we didn't grow up together. I hadn't seen her in a while. So for a month or two, I hung out with her and stupidly flirted with her. Hoping it was just me feeling this way. We would wrestle and play.
Did you say, hoping it was just him feeling that way?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a lie.
We would wrestle and play. And I asked you not. I would get aroused. I think she noticed it sometimes. I never asked. One time we were at my apartment, I was living with a roommate, and she used to come over and hang out. A lot of times, nothing would happen because my roommate was there. That helped me not to be stupid. One time she showed up, and I was the only one there. She wanted a drink. I went to the store and bought beer. We were drinking and hanging out. Seems like it was yesterday. I remember it. We were flicking through the channels, and we came across wrestling. And she said she could pin me in less than 30 seconds. I said, whatever. She jumped on me at first. I just played with her and let her think she could pin me. Then she kissed me.
Oh, dear.
I threw her off me. I was shocked. But I knew that's what I wanted.
This sounds so much like... Doesn't this sound like it's the book?
Yeah. I just couldn't. I surprised her and she said she was sorry and she was going to leave. I said, no, it's just the alcohol. She really wanted to. I didn't let her. I wish I had in hindsight. So, Mike, this is where the guy apparently did do it. I was...
Well, good for him.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
No, it's... Come on. Well, there's a page, too.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, no.
It's just the alcohol. She really wanted to, but I didn't let her. I wish I had in hindsight. So we sat back on the couch, and I was aroused and effing horny. I drank a few more beers to get up the courage.
Oh, so he
and I moved closer. Started rubbing her leg. She looked at me, I looked at her, and we did it. I felt sick afterwards.
Sure.
I couldn't believe we did. The only sad thing, it was the best sex I ever
had. That's the second one.
Wow. A lot of common threads here. Yesterday and today. At first I was sickened. She didn't seem like my sister.
Yeah.
And then it was the best ever.
We didn't talk for a while after. But one night I got drunk and told her to come over. She did. It happened a few times like that at all. Maybe 10 times. We almost got caught by my roommate and we stopped. That's pretty much how it went. Only a few people know about this, so please don't use our real names if you use this.
We're not going to use anybody's names, Chris. Trust me.
We love your show.
God.
That's another great one. That's a good one.
Yeah, and a lot of common threads in there.
Right,
yeah.
Howard Dean? Right. Here is Luke. Hey, Luke.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, my friend.
I just want to say I totally know where Buzz is coming from. I'm an only child, too, and this stuff is really getting me going.
Yeah, what's wrong with us?
Actually, you know what? I think nothing. Nothing is wrong with us at all.
God bless you.
It is kind of like...
It's disturbing to me, even... You know, Buzz is working here, you know, and he's sitting over there, and he's just expressing himself. It's disturbing the guy that gets excited enough to call.
Well, Mike, there's plenty more lines with the guys.
Yeah, I know.
There's definitely
a beach towel club out there.
Let's see if we can get...
Well, there was a movie about it, Buzz. It was called Taboo.
Yes.
Then we have... okay, we've got 4, 5, 6, 7 other really good ones. But only one that comes with a cell phone number. Let me find that one. Give me half a second. More than half a second. And, crap.
These are amazing. And
here it is. Okay. So this at least would be someone we'll be able to call. Everybody else we're going to have to email back.
Right.
Say, all right, we believe you. Now you're going to have to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to roll this over tomorrow.
Right.
So to speak.
Wow.
One more. This one has a phone number, so this one might be the winner.
Okay.
Don and Mike now. Don and Mike, I'm sorry. Don and Mike, hey, guys, although we don't talk about it now, I can honestly tell you the story of my incest experience while growing up. My sister and I were engaged in regular sexual activity.
I thought he was just going to leave it with my sister and I were engaged.
Including kissing, petting, oral, and full intercourse. As a young boy, I even learned about the feeling from my sister.
The
achieving.
Yes.
Oh. I know you'll get a lot of stories, but the reason I should win is as follows. Oh, God. It was Dad that taught us.
Oh no! Okay. Well, that doesn't count.
No, that's right, because...
Disqualification.
It's not just brother-sister. That's a...
That's the whole West.
Daddy's there.
And I'm sorry about saying that state. It's a fine state. Just a silly joke.
Daddy not involved. Sorry about that. Let's try, let's see, we got a phone number with this one. Hold on. Dear Don and Mike, when I was 18,
I
found out I was adopted. Spent the next 2 years trying to track down my birth parents and found out they're both dead, but I had a twin sister to give it up for adoption.
Oh, dear.
Hired a private detective agency to find my sister, blah, 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 blah.
Not a twin.
Let's call her Heather, living in San Diego. I contacted her. Turned out we had a lot in common. Blah, blah, blah. We decided to meet for a weekend in Vegas where we met. Very nervous, had a few drinks. Turned into more drinks. Dancing into a hot tub in our hotel. It was strange. I had never met this woman, but we had so much in common. She was so easy to
talk to. They have so much in common, they're twins. Jesus Christ.
Embraced outside her hotel room door. She invited me in and ended up making love all night long. In the morning, we were both so embarrassed and ashamed we didn't talk about what happened.
Good.
We left Las Vegas saying we'd stay in touch, but we never did. After a few years, the Christmas cards stopped coming. I've never told my wife that I had sex with my sister.
Did he mention twin?
Yeah.
Twin sister.
Yeah. Hold on. No. He's adopted. Parents are dead. Yes, and I had a twin sister to begin. Yeah,
twin!
Twin sister.
Twin!
Right.
Yeah! Yes, Howard Dean.
I've never told my wife about my encounter with my sister. It was a mistake that ruined any chance of a relationship I could have had with my twin. Alex, not my real name.
Yee.
And anyway, we have a lot of these to get through. And gosh, I could spend the whole show reading this. I tell you what, we're going to contact some of these people. What you have to do is put a phone number on it so we can call, because we have to, we have to verify. I'm sure that, you know, probably half of these, if not three quarters of these, were like letters to Penthouse.
Yeah, I think so. I really believe that. Yeah.
But maybe, you know, there's the true one in there.
Well, and also if we get through to somebody, we can... Well, we can have a mini Inquisition.
You got
and we'll be the final, you know, the arbiters here.
So the incest contest, brothers and sisters only, please. That was a great letter with a phone number and everything, but but Dad was involved.
No, that disturbs me.
It's made on ad day.
That's where we draw the line.
So you can email us, and make sure you email a phone number we can call you at. Email at donandmikeshow@wjfk.com, and that's for the incest contest. We'll roll that over to tomorrow's episode.
There's still time to enter.
Oh yes, there is, Buzz.
Serious inquiries only.
We have another contest to do now, and that would be the Super Bowl contest.
Yes, we're giving away a trip to the Super Bowl.
Now, even though I said that I wouldn't tell you about the crap that happened yesterday, I will briefly summarize. We wanted to do a very innocent, a very goofy, a very harmless contest, the Naked Talent Show.
That is on the back burner, and we will be doing that for some other major prize in the near future.
It's still funny. Mm-hmm. It's a funny way to get nudity on the radio, and trust me, I dig the fact that when we see naked girls, nobody else can see them. Mm-hmm. I dig that. I understand the frustration.
I think it requires us to be descriptive also.
And what's the big deal? Well, the thing is, it's funnier if the girls are in here really putting on a talent show, really trying hard to impress how talented they are, knowing that 6 million people are listening, and we're watching them while they're naked.
Yeah, and somehow I think of an opera singer as...
Hello!
Thank you, Mrs. Doubtfire. I think of an opera singer as a classic example of that. Perfect. I really do.
So anyway, what's the harm in this? Well, as it turns out, there's harm somewhere, because we couldn't do the contest, which is why we changed it to the incest contest.
Right.
Because we figured if the sponsor found... the girls singing naked
distasteful
on the radio to be distasteful, well, then we would go incest. And then yesterday we had a giant fight with the manager, Alan, who came in during the commercials, said you can't do the incest contest. And that's how we decided, well, okay, we don't want to lose the contest. We want one of our faithful listeners to win. Gosh, what wouldn't offend AOL and the NFL?
And then you have to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, I know.
An idea came from a very unusual source.
Jill's not just a name, it's an idea.
It's a good idea.
World's oldest phone screener, Joan Ardinger, just said, hey, how about giving it to blind people?
Brilliant.
And that's what we're going to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to need proof.
Right.
That you're blind, so get ready for very, very hard, very harsh, very critical questions. But it's only so we can make sure that really you can't see, that you're blind.
Now we're going to give away a trip for two, so it's two blind people. Will we be pairing people up? Is that what we're going to be?
Well,
doing?
We're going to see what happens on the phones, because I see already that we have one guy that just says he's solo blind.
Right.
But then on another line we have a guy who's blind and has a daughter that's blind.
Oh,
well,
very good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
But we don't really know who's blind.
Right.
So I guess we're going to have some kind of verification on this.
We'll create the questions as we go.
Because there will be a lot of simple questions we could ask. Hi, your super producer, hello. Charlie Broyhill. Hi, Charlie.
Just one hotel room, though.
Oh, really?
Right.
Just one hotel room.
One hotel room.
All right, so maybe you know, you have to be on good terms.
Well, it'd be ideal, obviously, to have a blind guy with a blind date.
I get it. Or... or the,
going on a blind date.
Going back on the father and daughter thing from the other segment, the father and daughter would work as long as they didn't have sex.
Well, they're not going to see each other naked.
Yeah, right.
I'm here all week.
So if you're blind, call now. How often do you ever hear a radio station, a radio show, say, guess who can win this contest right now? Only blind people.
Right. And I think really... To be fair, somewhere down the road, when we have another fabulous trip, let's not leave the deaf people out in the cold, okay?
Yeah. But, hey, Smokey, if you're having problems receiving the Don and Mike show, deaf people can't hear us.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. Deaf
right.
people
There's
can't
no
hear.
You're right.
But for
well,
blind,
a guy can stand next to the radio and sign.
But for blind people, we're it.
I think so. That's I think we rock and roll for blind
this
people.
This is like TV for them.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if blind Glenn's out here. Yeah.
Wonder if he's eating babies.
Yeah, little babies.
So if you're blind, call now at 877-365-3636. Really, think about this. And someone called the press. Shouldn't Lighthouse from the Blind be down here giving you and I some sort of humanitarian award?
I think in a roundabout way we are deserving of some sort of accolade.
And imagine that of the 60,000-plus people that will be jammed into Reliance Stadium in Houston in 2 weeks, two of the people will be there free, staying in first-class accommodations with great seats for a game. They will not be able to see.
Absolutely, but they'll be able to hear the crowd. Be there for the experience.
They will have the time of their life. For all they know, we're going to put them on a bus, drive them down to Mexico, and put them in the grandstand at some donkey sex show.
And have loudspeakers that simulate a crowd.
And they never know the difference. No. But no, we're going to play it absolutely straight up with you, with our blind listeners.
That's right. This is going to be wonderful.
So call now at 800-636-1067. That's from Canada, from mainland U.S., 877-365-3636. Call now. Blind people only. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, I want to address something.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, my oath and you.
Solid men who work with their hands free. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's tough playing the blind card.
You mean as far as finding sounds and music to go along with that?
I could not find. We got 2,000 tapes. I couldn't find one tape that mentions the word blind about, like, you know, I'm blind.
Right.
And then, like a madman going through the music, thinking, I got Stevie Wonder somewhere in here. I got the only thing I can find is You Are the Sunshine of My Life.
Yeah, we don't have Blinded by the Light, do we?
No, but I want real blind guys.
Oh, blind guys.
See, Roy Orbison is blind.
Oh, I
see. Stevie
see,
Wonder
I didn't
is
make that
blind.
Connection. I forgot.
So that's why I was looking around going, well, Stevie Wonder, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, that doesn't work.
And it's not Christmas.
What?
Well, it's not Christmas, so you can't play Feliz Navidad.
Another good one. And is there Ray Charles.
Right. Ronnie Millsap is a country performer. We don't have a lot of his music.
That would be, and with good reason.
Mm-hmm.
That would be probably your
I interviewed him.
Your top five blinders, right?
I interviewed him in his hotel room.
If you want to go.
Wait, that's what you told him.
No, I went up there.
Roy Orbison, not blind, just thick glasses all the time. Oftentimes thought blind, but not blind.
Roy Orbison is not blind?
Well, he is now, but...
Of course he is now. Robbie's dead.
But when he was alive,
because
he was sighted.
Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles...
Well, then why didn't you stop me? I said, oh, look, there's Roy Orbison. You said, yeah, that's a good one.
I thought, people think he's blind. But I didn't know you were going to say he's blind.
Yeah, but you didn't have to correct me.
Well, I wanted to make sure that... I didn't know what you were going to say.
He's not blind?
No.
I mean, when he was performing, he wasn't blind?
I know, he saw good.
Well, then... Are you like me? Do you think less of his talent then?
Yes.
Yes.
I certainly do.
That's cheating.
Way to go.
That is cheating. I thought he was blind.
They just cheated us. It isn't fair.
Well, that music just don't count then.
All right.
Find me the dumb Stevie Wonder song then. Because he's blind. I know.
Well, so he says.
We interviewed him, remember?
Yeah, you were great with him. You had a special relationship with him.
I asked him if he knew that he was dressed, they had dressed him up in a shower curtain that day.
He laughed his ass off. Yeah. That was one of the best moments ever on this show.
He did have a real weird, like Eddie Murphy Coming to America outfit on.
And you said that to him, and he was a great, great guy. He had the best sense of humor. It was fantastic. And you said that to him. They're dressing you with a blue shower curtain today. And he laughed. I mean, it was great.
A dashiki, I think it was called.
You got it, Rob? Well, never mind. We'll take the calls, and then we'll let the blind music begin. We've got to find the blind person that's going to win the trip to the Super Bowl.
And we haven't really even discussed what will make this individual worthy. We just know we'll like the person.
There are questions that we'll ask to determine the level of blindness.
Please to describe your worst fall.
There we go. Now we're rocking.
Hey,
Now, generally, I would never want to rejoin with music like this. You might wonder what type of show you're listening to.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, you got to give him credit for this song.
It's pretty, and he's wearing a blue shower curtain.
You are the sunshine of my life.
Yeah. Really blind.
Yeah. He is really blind. He's not faking.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's...
You know, Rob actually sang background on this.
Oh, I know. He comes up here and just
love has joined us.
Let's start talking to, well, let's go with Robert in Buffalo, who's blind. Robert?
Hello, Robert. Hey, I'm here.
Robert, you're blind, huh?
Yes, I am.
Who, if you want a trip to the Super Bowl, who would you take with you?
I'd probably take my best buddy, Brendan.
Why would you be interested in going to the Super Bowl?
Why? Well, there's beer there, man. Come on.
But we could send you to Hooters.
Well, no comparison here.
You want to be part of the experience?
Absolutely.
What is your favorite football team?
My favorite football team has got to be the Bills, even though they suck.
All right. So you're calling from Buffalo, right? So the Bills are your favorite team.
Yeah.
What do you think of their new uniforms?
I think they suck. They should have kept the old ones, you know. At least they had a little luck with them.
What is, please to describe your worst fall.
My worst fall?
Yeah.
I was coming down from the second floor of my house, and I tripped on a rug that was over the stairs, and I fell all the way down to the bottom.
Wow. Oh, man, life-threatening.
You're talking like 25 stairs here.
Wow.
Ooh. What's the biggest difference between the old Bills uniforms and the new Bills uniforms?
I'm going to say the logo. They,
You know, you got me, because I'm not really... I mean, I know that they have different... He's right, though.
No, he's not. The logo, the helmet, is the same.
Well, he's blind, then.
All right, what's your favorite texture?
My favorite texture? Concrete.
Good choice.
Well, have you been blind all your life?
Yes.
So you have no idea... Okay, now, this is always fascinating. You have no idea of color. What do you think red looks like? Do you have any idea what the color red looks like?
I've got no idea.
No idea.
So you base it on the books that you read, the Braille, that's how you like get your perspective on the world, right? Or is it tough? I mean, that's a good question. And if you're blind from birth, to understand certain concepts, is it frustrating?
It's very frustrating.
How about sex?
That is not frustrating at all.
Hey, you ever have sex with your sister?
No.
Good for you, sir.
I've still got a sane head on my shoulders. Come on now.
Now, here's a serious question that I'd ask a blind guy. Yeah. And I'm up on all the latest blind. I saw Daredevil.
Okay.
I saw Ben Affleck.
You're up then.
As Daredevil. So I understand that, you know, he has the little... the boxes where he knows he has his watch and he has his money and he has his money pre-counted. How do you know, and did you mention you get laid, how do you know that the girls that you're getting laid with aren't just total pigs or maybe, you know, men pretending to be women?
You know, by the curves in their body, it's strictly by hand.
You feel.
And feel, absolutely.
Do you do that thing where you feel their faces?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you handsome, do you think?
I've been told I am, yeah.
You've been told you are.
Have you been told you look like any celebrities?
No.
Because I guess they wouldn't tell him because it wouldn't give him any perspective.
Right? Exactly.
I was just going to ask him, who's the hottest girl on Friends?
From what I hear, it's got to be Jennifer Aniston.
There you go. From what I hear, that's
you're right.
Answer.
You're right.
That's the right answer. So if we sent you... And you're just the first caller, but
right.
It might be the first caller. If we sent you, what would be the goal besides the beer? Well, I mean, what's the dream? Is it really to be at the Super Bowl, or is it just to party, or is it to get laid, or
it's got to be to be there and just totally feel the coolness of being at the Super Bowl.
Who would you root
getting
for?
Getting so drunk and getting laid.
That's you.
Who would you root for?
Who would I root for in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
No, not the Bills. See, I don't watch a lot of football.
Well, you don't watch a lot of everything, do you?
Exactly. Yeah. So I got to listen on the radio, so...
Yeah, so you're kind of limited, so you hear the Bills game. Now, like when Monday Night Football is on, do you listen to TV?
Absolutely.
You
absolutely.
Do.
If the only way. I mean, you can't watch it, you know.
Right. You know, I'm thinking that at events like the Super Bowl, that we live in a time now where there's access for wheelchairs, and there has to be special access as well for blind people. Who want to go to the Super Bowl,
absolutely.
Right?
Well, any stadium, any modern stadium.
I'm sure they have ushers and everything.
So that would just be another way that AOL could help you to make this a better experience, to make sure that you, as a blind NFL fan, get the entire NFL experience.
Absolutely.
That would be great. That would be awesome.
Now, who would you take with you? Do you have a blind friend you could take with you?
No, he's not blind, but he is my best buddy from high school, and he's always been there for me, you know, when I fell down the stairs or I burnt myself with something cooking on the stove, you know.
Tell us about that.
Was it bad, Robert?
Well, yeah, I had third-degree burns on my hands. I was cooking some pancakes.
Oh, my God. So you just, like, laid your hand down on it?
Put a little too much grease in there and had the fire department come and everything. It was quite
Fun. So what, you had a grease fire?
Yeah.
I got a grease, man.
Wow. Do blind people dream, sir, in your opinion?
Yes, they do.
Do you have any kind of visuals when you dream at all?
Not really, but I know that, you know, I've had dreams, but they're in black and white, so it's pretty interesting.
Oh, wow.
All right, hold on a second. But then you wouldn't know what a color dream would be if you saw it, right?
No, not at all.
How would he even know the concept of black and white versus color if he can't see colors?
I'll tell you why.
Not looking for trouble, sir, but you said yourself you have no idea what red is.
You heartless bastard. That's why you're my number one henchman, Rob. Way to step
I can't
up.
Believe that, Don. I'm like, what kind of a question is that?
A question that should be answered.
The Rob Egg.
How can you discern the difference?
Were you just making a joke when you said that?
Yeah. But no, I mean, I do have dreams and stuff, but it's not, you can't really see anything in them, you know, you can hear things, but you can't see anything, which it's sort of screwed up. You know, if I were to have a dream of some hot chick I was banging, I wouldn't even know what she would look like, you know.
Is it scary? Is it scary when you dream?
No, it's not scary. I mean, I've had, you know, bad dreams, you know, where I thought I was falling or something, but okay, right. You can't tell because it's all black, you know,
hey,
it's all dark.
Do you think, I ask you something about girls,
yeah.
You know, down there?
Yeah.
You have any idea, really, how... and it's a beautiful part of a woman's body.
It is indeed, though.
But in many ways, at first glance,
right.
if given, like, in the OBGYN chair, it's not a pretty sight.
Well, it'd be a little scary.
You ever...
If you haven't seen one before.
Do you ever wonder what it actually looks like down there? I mean, I'm sure you can, you know, touch and do all the sensory stuff.
Did it wig you out the first time you touched one?
Not at all.
Good man. Because I'm sure you've read enough about it, right?
Absolutely.
Kind of looks like calamari, but you don't really know what calamari looks like.
What is the most stimulating...
I guess depending on the girl, if the calamari is breaded or not.
Oh. Right. What is the most erotic, besides just touching a woman, what are your other outlets? I mean, do you read, like, erotic material? I mean, how do you...
They write adult books in Braille.
Mm-hmm. Adult books in Braille, and you like those?
Absolutely, and my right hand works just fine, guys.
All right, hold on. That's a good finish, Robert.
Right, hold on, Robert.
Good luck.
Hold on a second.
Thank you,
here we go. Hold on a second. Let's go to Jeff, who's blind in California. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Are you blind?
No. I said this guy's not blind. No way.
Why?
Get him to name five things that are made out of Braille.
All right, hold on. I'll get him back on the line. Robert? Hey, Robert.
Good.
Robert, name five things that are made in Braille.
Okay, you've got a sign. You've got a book. You've got instruction manuals. There's a ton of things.
Jeff, what do you say to that?
You're still full of it. No way.
No. This guy doesn't believe you're blind. I think, you know, when you collect the tickets... Or,
I mean, we're
going to be able to find out, aren't we?
We're going to have somebody there, yeah.
They're not going to be two guys.
Think you can wear sunglasses.
Yeah, we're going to check.
And walk through security.
Yeah. And Charlie, I think, indicated a... what kind of cards do you have to carry? Do you carry, like, I am blind card?
How would you know that it's the I am blind? Unless it had the pimple.
Yes, I do have a card that says that I am legally blind.
You're legally blind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, that's what Charlie had mentioned. Yes.
Don't they also pin that to your sweater?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Jeff, get out of here. Oh, he's my friend. He's my blind friend.
Hold on a second. Here's this guy, I think also from Buffalo, a WBUF, the guy who's blind and his daughter is blind as well, right? Joe?
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, welcome to the show, Joe.
Thank you.
Wow, bummer. You and your daughter both are blind. How old is your daughter?
3 and a half.
Oh, she's 3 and a half.
Yep.
Well, right. Now, if this was a trip to Disney World or something,
yeah, it's kind of tough to
take. She does enjoy football with me, though. I know that.
She does.
Yes.
Well, have you traveled with her before?
Yeah, we do travel a lot, all up and down the Northeast and Midwest, trying to find a doctor and stuff to help her.
Oh, really?
Well, this isn't Queen for a day. But,
well, I'm just telling you, you know.
But dude, here's our only thought is that the Super Bowl, we go all the time, and it's great, but it's maddening. I mean, it's crowds of people. It's like Times Square.
Crazy.
Where you can't get anywhere.
And we've only got 2 tickets, you see.
And I would feel okay sending 2 adults out, blind adults out into that, but an adult and a 3 and a half year old.
Without anybody to help you out, it might be a little tough, wouldn't you think, Joe?
No. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm blind in one eye and I have glaucoma in the other.
Oh, not picking up.
I'm not going to.
Disqualification, I'm sorry. You're not blind enough.
Yeah. Got to be blind.
Blind enough.
You have to be walking the walls blind.
You know what? You might as well change your name to Roy Orbison.
Right.
Not blind.
And I know that's quite a shock for you today. And it's quite disappointing.
What? And you knew that?
No. I mean, I know, but I know you seem to be more banged up about it than I am.
Jesus Christ. I cut him slack for all those years. Mm-hmm. What was it? Old Pretty Woman, and what was his other hit record?
Roy Crying.
Yeah, Crying, Blue Bayou, the one that Linda Ronstadt made.
Please.
Scooby Dooby.
Rob, no. So,
it was Crying and Pretty Woman.
At best, he had 2 hit records.
Right.
You know, and from a guy who had sight, you'd say, that's a pretty crappy career. He had 2 little novelty hit records.
Well, I used to give him a free pass for looking like a woman. You know, really, he was one weird-looking guy.
Yeah, he always did have, like, the bad Beatle haircut.
And that, like, soft, jowly skin that looks
pasty.
Gross. Yeah.
Wow.
And he wasn't blind?
One more blind person. Let's go to... we might have to roll this over to the next break unless we just want to go with the first guy.
Well, I like Robert, but I'd sure like to give Robert some competition.
Hi, Robbie.
He was the 62nd most successful recording artist in American history.
Well, they sent him down to 124th.
Okay,
that would be halfway down.
Demoted. And don't forget, he had You Got It.
Yeah, but he did that with Jeff Lynne and the others, didn't he?
That was just Roy Orbison.
It sounded like ELO because I think Jeff Lynne was on that record.
But he had
Jeff Lynne, who incidentally sees.
Oh, he does see.
Mm-hmm. So his mediocre career is allowed.
He can see. He's not blind.
Jeff Lynne. No, he can see. The guy from ELO.
Then what's with that hair?
One picture. What are you showing me? What are you doing?
Is that Roy Orbison?
I'm found a picture of Roy Orbison
and
wearing like Buddy Holly glasses, where you can just see his eyes. It's like such a ripoff.
It's not a ripoff.
Yes, it is.
It would be like seeing a picture of Stevie Wonder with his glasses. I'm going, hey, how you doing?
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, though. Is he one of the David Bowie one eye one color, the other eye the other color guys?
Could be.
Take a close look at that picture, Rob.
Hello.
Like an analysis.
All I can say is that he's mildly cross-eyed.
Let's see. Tom in Sacramento. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you. You're blind?
I'm blind. I'm begging my blind sister, and I'm willing to sing naked right now.
Okay, out of here. We got a break. We'll roll this over one more break. We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Really want to test him out? Why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis.
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Absolutely.
Someone call for a doctor? Because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Someone call for a doctor? Music is a
world within. Knew I had it somewhere.
That's tight.
Knew I had it somewhere. The songs of the Circle of Life. The great album, Stevie Wonder. Super producer Charlie Broyhill just came in with this note from yesterday's show.
Signs of the Key of Life.
Yeah, right.
What did I say? The Circle of Life. Or the Seasons of a Man's Life.
Or... from yesterday's show, the slogan for Crisco. Used by Loretta Lynn.
Yes, please.
Charlie Broyhill was in contact with Loretta Lynn's management today. They called, and the slogan is Crisco. It'll do you proud every time.
Proud every time. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we had It'll Do You Proud, but that's the full. It'll do you proud every time.
It'll do you proud every time.
Excellent. There you go. Charlie Broyhill in contact with Loretta Lynn's management.
There you go.
That in and of itself. Fairly funny.
Meanwhile,
it's not Jimmy back there.
Our entire show is falling apart, but he's right on the phone with Loretta Lynn's manager.
Yes, is this Ms. Lynn's manager?
Let's get back to this the blind thing to give away the Super Bowl trip.
In the first go-round, we only had Robert. That was the legitimate blind. We believe he was legitimate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And listen, let me do thank AOL, AOL Top Speed, AOL for broadband. AOL Top Speed makes your web pages load faster or dial up to 5 times faster and up to 2 times faster on broadband. The Super Bowl, 4-night, 5-day trip for 2 to Super Bowl 38 with round-trip airfare to Houston, hotel accommodations, tickets to the NFL experience, full breakfast, daily hotel and airport transfers. So thank you, AOL. Let's go to, now, do they have AOL for blind people? Do they have AOL for Braille?
It's called AOL for Blind Band.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, are you blind?
Braille.
Yeah.
That's great, yeah. Rob. That one's got to be spotlighted. Rob said, you've got Braille.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, man?
So you're blind?
Sure I am.
How long you been blind?
About 5 years. 4 years, since 99.
What caused your blindness?
I was shot in the face with a 12 gauge, with the buckshot.
Mm. You hanging out with a bad crowd?
No, actually, my brother did it.
Your brother did it out of anger, or was it an accident?
Oh, out of anger.
Shot you in the face with a 12 gauge shotgun?
What'd you do to him?
We just had an argument earlier that day over some money.
Wow, your brother shot you in the face?
Pretty much.
What's your name, sir?
James.
Jesus.
What is it?
James? Uh-huh.
So James, did your brother go to prison?
Well, no, actually, he got killed like a year ago. From something totally different from that.
So,
y'all going down a bad road, man. It gets worse, man.
It gets worse? How does it get worse?
I mean, really it don't, but, you know what I mean? I know you might call it for no sad story.
If you're blind, you're blind. And if this is your story, this is your story.
We didn't want Queen for a day, so you're blind. You've been blind. And now
you're shot in the face with a 12-gauge shotgun.
By your brother.
Now
here's
what's more American than that?
Here's a guy who knows colors, who knows what everything's about.
Right.
Right? So can you remember, for instance, the uniforms of the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots?
I remember the Patriots a little bit. I don't remember the Panthers. I'm not a big football fan.
Who knew? You're not a big football fan? What are your likes and dislikes? What do you like to do?
I mean, I just like players. You know what I'm saying?
What modern players do you like since you lost your sight?
I've listened to your show.
But in the NFL.
But does he mean football players, or does he mean he just likes players?
Well, Mike, you and I are a player. We're with players. An A. P-L-A-Y-S.
Players.
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 You still enjoy hot sex?
Every night. Every time I get a chance.
Yeah, that's great.
And if you won the trip, who would you bring with you?
Got a blind buddy living in Baltimore. His name Wim. I think me and him will go down there.
His name is what?
William.
And did he lose his sight?
He lost his car accident.
Oh, my.
That's happier than being shot in the face by your brother. I mean, it's bad all the way around.
Now, have people told you are disfigured because of the shot?
Disfigured, man. It was just like the buckshot. It just, like, spread it out, and some of the pellets got behind my eyes.
So, otherwise, your face is in good shape?
Yeah.
Oprah's fatter again.
I like that.
I mean, I'm just trying to tell you.
Pleasantly plump.
Mm-hmm. Since you got shot in the face, she lost the weight, but she's gained it back.
Dom, where is James calling from?
Maryland. So, James,
we could actually meet him.
You could come down here.
Yeah, I can take my fake eyes off for you.
Take your fake
eyes. Oh, wow.
I think we might have a winner.
That's strong, James.
If you could come down and take your eyes out on the show. Yeah. James, could you come down here tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I can schedule a ride with Metro, actually. Yeah.
You can get a ride?
Well,
we can probably get you down.
If you're really
bad. Yeah, get me down, and that's even better.
Yeah, we could.
We'll give you the directions.
No, we can get a car to pick him up.
Kidding.
But what about your blind buddy? Could your blind buddy come with you?
Well, I don't know. He's in Baltimore, man.
He's in Baltimore.
He's in Baltimore. What part of Maryland are you in?
I'm in Temple Hill.
Temple Hill, so you're down in D.C.
Best part of Maryland. Temple Hill is my...
I agree.
That's where I got my A-frame.
You still have it,
don't
you?
I'm right across the bridge.
Are you renting it, or do you just use it yourself now?
I bought it years ago.
I know you bought it, but I mean, do you rent it out?
Sure I do.
It's an investment.
The AOL thing, they have talking programs for the computer.
Cool.
Oh, see, now
hey, AOL loves that.
There's a commercial for AOL, the company with no sense of humor. all right, and going to the Super Bowl now, having lost your sight, what would that mean to you to be at the Super Bowl?
If I get to bump into a lot of ladies, squeeze their butts, and get drunk, and, just absorb the atmosphere. I've never been to one before. It'd be an experience. Get out of do the damn thing.
And, James, you're really blind. You're going to really come down here and take out your eyes for us?
Yeah, I'm blind, man.
That's good.
Well,
it's not good that you're blind. What?
Hey, I got here. I'm going to let you hear my call out there. Hey, hold on.
Okay. I'll call her ID.
Yeah, hold on. Give me one sec.
See, this guy's got all the
January
22 at 3:26 p.m. 30159.
Hold on. He's giving out caller ID. Hold on.
All right. No, but I mean, nobody has that. That's obviously, that would be for a blind person.
Right. Well, no, anybody would have that on caller ID.
Vocal call? You have that on your caller ID? Speaker sounds like a speaker, Don.
Yes, I do, but I can get it on my speakerphone as well at home where it says, that not that I'm trying to bust this guy's balls.
Okay, but I mean, yeah.
As well, my kids walk around here.
What?
Yeah, put one of your kids on the phone.
Hey, Brad! Dave,
this won't be too awkward. Is your dad blind?
It's not a game. I wouldn't joke about nothing like that, man.
Okay, I know you
didn't.
Pick this phone.
Hello?
Hey, hi there. This is Don and Mike. Is your daddy blind?
Huh?
Is your daddy blind?
Yes.
Okay, I believe
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, kids have that honesty.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Thanks. Put your dad back on the phone, okay?
Do you want a prize?
Huh?
Do you want a prize?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you the DVD copy of Body by Jake's Strength Training 101 for Women.
Hold on.
Enjoy that.
And we've been put on hold.
Oh, I hope he didn't hang up.
Oh.
No.
Hello?
He clicked over.
Yeah. All right, James, you sound like the real deal.
Go ahead,
man. All right, get out, Mike. Get out.
All right, James, I tell you what, we've got so many blind people, and we're going to have a lot of blind people that are disappointed, and a lot of, there can only be one. Yeah. Like they say, that junk with the Super Bowl,
so
you know, 32 teams and 31 go away unhappy at the end.
But I'm thinking, we could have 3 days of competition for blind guys, and we probably wouldn't find a guy that lost his sight with a 12-gauge shotgun from his brother.
Yeah.
Maybe we can come down and take his eyes out.
I mean, he's...
Now y'all send for a ride for me. I'll come up here.
Hey, hold on. Let me double check on that.
Got a blind friend.
Here we go. I'm sure we could.
Yeah, we can get him down.
But the limo company that brought the Mr. Show guy by.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with them.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, pals.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Excellent.
All right.
Wow.
Let's see. Then his name is James. James?
Yep.
Well, then Charlie Broyhill will call you back if you hold on. We get your information. We'll send a car to pick you up tomorrow. We'll have you here right at the beginning of the show. 3 o'clock, be okay?
That's fine. Man.
And your friend William's also blind?
Yeah.
How did you guys become buddies?
He was a cooking instructor at this school I went to. He's like a gourmet chef.
He was a cooking instructor at a school for the blind?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like a school where they teach you, individual living, how to cook, how to catch the bus.
And right.
Catch airplanes, trains, and... All that kind of
excellent. Mm-hmm. All right.
I wouldn't trust anybody. If I was blind, dude, I wouldn't trust anybody.
Well, they have professionals, formal classes.
I know, but
you wouldn't trust the formal classes.
I wouldn't trust them. James, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll see
take
you
care,
tomorrow.
You're a good guy.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I'll hear you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good, James.
Tomorrow I'll be able to I'll do it to his face, I swear to God.
Absolutely, yeah. I know you will.
I got a special ritual whenever I meet one of our blind listeners.
Right.
That I do the just
It's
shows.
A dance, in a way. We'll let you in on the fun tomorrow.
It's kind of...
It's a version of the Sacramento dance.
Yeah, the Sacramento dance actually kind of spawned off.
Yes, absolutely.
Which happened at one of our live shows one time.
I'll never forget that moment.
So, James, now listen, if you let us down, wow, you're letting down all blindies, everyone. So, you know, be a man. Step up tomorrow. Come down, take out your eyes, and enjoy your trip to the Super Bowl. And we're going to have to get your information now because they have to have this in their computer today. So, James, you know, don't F around.
No, I'll be...
All right, cool. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Well, James, it looks like you're 24 hours away from being the big winner.
I hope so.
Going to the Super Bowl.
I need to get away, man.
Going to the Super Bowl.
Don't hang up.
Going to the Super Bowl. Hold on a second, please. Now, just in case that guy doesn't pass the mustard, here is Robert in Buffalo. Robert?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Robert, I'm sorry that guy kind of stole your thunder because, you know, we do the show from D.C. and you're all the way in Buffalo and he can take his eyes out.
And, Robert, you weren't shot in the face, and it's unfortunate. Not that you weren't shot in the face, but, you know, James, you had to hear James, right?
Yeah, I know, guys. Not a problem.
Oh. You're a nice guy, though. You really are.
But if you'll stay on the line, we'll give you something.
Right.
Okay.
And you know, if the guy doesn't come down tomorrow and pop his eyes out, you're going.
I can't pop my eyes out, though.
Sorry. Well, that's okay, but you're the backup for James. And, you know, we don't trust anybody on this show. So in the event that James doesn't pan out, you're the guy.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. And just to give you an indication of how many blind people we had who we were not able to speak to, Jack?
Yeah, hello?
Jack is also blind. Jack, I'm sorry we didn't get to you.
Not a problem.
All right, thank you.
You've seen me before.
Did you have the dog?
No. I pitched at your softball. I threw the ball to Mike.
Oh, I remember that.
The blind guy pitched.
And if you want to ask that guy in Buffalo, just as a backup, he said he reads Braille. You can ask him what grade 2 sign the letter THE is. If he knows, then you'll know he's really...
Hold on. Hey, put the guy on hold on line 10. Joe, please put the guy on line hold. Line 10 on hold.
And then we'll have this guy ask the question, right?
Hey, Robert, we have one more question for you. This is from a listener named Jack. Jack, go ahead.
Robert.
Yeah.
You read grade 2 Braille?
Do I what? I'm sorry?
Do you read grade 2 Braille?
Yes.
What's the grade 2 contraction for the letter the, THE?
I don't know offhand.
He doesn't read grade 2 Braille. That's so common that anybody that reads grade 2 Braille would know.
You got another question for him?
Yeah. What's the letter J, the alphabet in Braille J?
Oh, come on, man. You're stealing my thunder here.
No. He's not blind, folks. He doesn't...
Wait, hold on. He's asking you very legitimate questions that a real blind guy would know the answer to.
Robert?
Oh, come on.
Robert, you bastard. We have your phone number, you dick.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, Robert, you dick. What did you think if you won that you were going to get to the airport, that we were just going to let you walk on the plane?
Well, I would have had a cane and everything and some sunglasses.
Oh, man. Wow. You are the low of the low.
That's bad, dude. Wow. And we have your phone number. Wow.
You are a scumbag.
That's bad.
It's a good way to get shot in the eyes.
Come on, you guys have done the same thing.
What? No, we wouldn't have done the same thing.
No way.
Robert, did you really think you could scam us?
No, I know.
I mean, Robert, really, the deal is whoever wins from whatever city...
We'd have to verify that you were blind.
We're going
to
send somebody, in your case it would be somebody from WBUF, who would meet you at the airport and would have to see documentation that you were blind.
Holy Christ.
That's part of the deal. You have to sign a paper that says you're blind to win, and then if you're not blind, you don't win.
And you know what else, Robert?
Mm.
Now you're going to go blind.
That's... We can shoot him in the eye.
Hey, and who's the guy? What's the...
Jack.
Jack, you rock.
Yep. Now, Mike, I pitched the ball to you in 95, and we had a great time. Don, I met you.
I remember that.
I had a cast on my foot. You all were phenomenal.
Should Jack be the new alternate?
No, because Jack's already a winner.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me just say this to you. The guy said that he got shot in the behind his eye. Now, if he got shot behind his eye, they would have hit his optic nerve, which is attached to the brain. He'd have been dead. My best guess is they shot him in the eyes, and he had to remove his eyes.
Would you like to quiz him? Is he still on the line?
No, he's not on the line.
Well, ask him.
Well, they did remove his eyes.
Hold on, here's Charlie.
He really is blind.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah. He is.
I think he really is.
Wow.
All right, Jack, thank you.
Jack, yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Hey, have a good one.
Good job.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
That's great.
Blind Jack helping out.
You know, Jack is a really cool guy. After that softball game, he gave me one of his glass eyes, and I kept it for years.
Really?
Yeah, it's very cool.
That's true.
Remember, I had it for a long time.
That is fantastic.
I think I gave it to my daughter.
Now, here's George, another one of the blind guys. George,
hi.
Sorry we didn't get to you.
Oh, man. I've met you guys before. I came in your studio with my dog.
That's what they told you.
Yeah, it was really the maintenance closet.
Bob. Blind Bob?
Yes.
Sorry we didn't get to you, my friend.
Well, at least you got somebody that's worthy.
Good.
All right,
good. Glad you think. Nice.
Let's see. Mark. Mark, who's blind? We didn't get to you. Sorry, Mark.
That's all right, guys.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Hello, Dave?
Yeah.
See, look at all these blind guys. Mm-hmm. Blind Dave?
Yeah.
I tell you, we got to be number one with blind guys.
We need to be out there. Yeah.
Hey, listen, sorry about that. Are you cool with the guy that won?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, let's end with Born Blind. Here's Chris, Born Blind.
Not a mic.
Hey, Chris.
When Joe answered the phone, he actually said, "How did you get blind?" He did.
Joe.
Swear to God, he did.
That's our Joe.
That's great.
Joe, how did you get blind?
How did you get blind?
All right. So, Chris, you're all right with that guy who can take his eyes out?
No problem.
All right, thank you.
My name is Joe. How did you get blind?
Joe's not just a name. It's an idea.
All right, then we got two things that we're rolling over for tomorrow's show.
Wow.
Tomorrow we'll be calling the winner of our incest contest.
Right.
And the guy, what's his first name again?
The winner is James. James will be coming down, taking his eyes out right here. And as soon as he does that, he's winning. And really... thanks to Jack for busting that scum, Robert.
Happy endings all around.
There you go. And see, now look at that.
Yeah.
Didn't we make this nice for AOL?
There you go.
For everybody.
That's nice for the NFL.
And how about not a sore loser in the whole blind guy contingent?
God bless. Is that something?
Yeah.
And if it was me, I'd be pissed.
I'd be very pissed.
I'd be pissed.
But they're being nice about
it. I'd be pissed in general.
Yeah.
I'd just be pissed in general. However, you know, I have had some weird thoughts. For instance, I've thought for the longest time that if I was, for instance, the same person that I am, the same personality, the same characteristics, the same heart, the same evil heart, everything about me the same, but if I was black and had all of the same attributes going for me and had the same the opportunity to break into the business
right
at the time that I broke in, man, I'd be 10,000 miles away from here right now because I would have been the first black guy to cross over to white radio.
Right.
Well, if I was blind, hell, I'd be more successful than I am now because I'd be the only blind shock jock in America.
And these are the thoughts you have.
And you think being white is easy, all you non-whites out there.
Yeah, well, that's a lesson for us all.
It's not so easy being white.
Because each and every day, as a white male in America, you walk around and everybody looking at you is blinded by jealousy.
And I know we've discussed this before, but just to recap, your preference if you had to be either blind or deaf?
Deaf.
Yeah, deaf.
See, I
think blind.
I would be blind, absolutely.
Gotta see. You gotta see.
But gotta hear jokes.
Music and jokes.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm already deaf, and I don't want to lose my sight. Okay, laugh if you want.
I didn't laugh.
I did.
And if I was, listen to this, if whatever the way the DNA and everything rolled out, if I was a Chinese guy.
Yeah.
You know,
you'd be king of the world
with what I got going right up here, but between the years, getting into radio when I get into radio, are you kidding? I'd be the who was that the guy, the comedian, the Vietnamese comedian? What was
Johnny?
Johnny Yoon.
Korean.
I would have blown Johnny Yoon away. I'd be on the.
What
top.
About Jack Sue?
The guy Barney Miller.
Yeah.
Tell you,
hey, how you doing, baby?
If I had just had, I'm positive it's my race that's brought me down.
Margaret Cho.
I'm playing the race card right now.
I understand, Dave.
And my race has held me down.
Right. Yeah, so if you were a minority, you would be
blessed with my superior talents.
You'd be top of the food chain.
Absolutely. And yet here I am, struggling in mediocrity simply because I'm white.
Right.
Don't go changing to try to please
the other man's grass always feels greener.
I know it does, Buzz. I'm just kidding anyway. And congratulations. Come down tomorrow. Take your eyes out.
Man, incredible.
And a trip to the Super Bowl.
James. Yeah, and what a great, you know, great attitude for a guy that's been shot in the face with a 12-gauge shotgun by his brother.
Mm-hmm. Who's now dead.
He died. Did we find out if he died by handgun violence or a shotgun?
No, we didn't, but he is dead.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
World's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Dead Gerard would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fast.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you a question. When you get out there, do you ever fear for your life?
Well, Stu, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right. Oh, my God. Story coming up about this, so let's...
What are you people? On dope?
Right. You have a story about Mr. Hand?
The Don and Mike Show.
No. A story about dope. About pot. Tomorrow on the show... there's nothing better than getting high and going to see the WWE SmackDown.
I'll be here anyway.
Tomorrow we're giving away the ultimate WWE grand prize, dinner for two at Hooters before SmackDown at the MCI Center. Then you get to sit ringside with Hooters girls to watch WWE SmackDown.
Make it an evening.
So that's on tomorrow's show. We'll be giving that away. Also tomorrow, giving away a DVD player, courtesy of Body by Jake.
Ooh. Hey, Abba Babas.
So.
Don't quit.
So, pot. Here we go. Pot. My nemesis for many years.
This is good smoke.
I finally learned you can't win. And now Arthur Garfunkel has learned.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right.
This is good smoke.
Now, I'll tell you before I read this story, again, my experience is all in the past.
Right.
But it's been my experiences in life.
Not eating it, right?
Yeah,
don't eat it.
One of the safest places you want to get high, to the back of a limo. Because you're not doing the driving.
Right.
Hopefully you hire a guy that, you know, does 55.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You're in the back. Everything's cool. I can think of a couple of great limo rides. One with you, Mike. And
yes.
Some other friends up to Atlantic City.
Right. That's where I used to advertise that cold medicine contact.
Well, it's not a safe haven.
No, I'm not.
Art Garfunkel got busted yesterday.
Oh, dear.
He was in a limo. And the limo driver was speeding.
Okay.
This happened somewhere near Albany, New York. At 12:20 in the afternoon, he's riding along in his limo.
Having a little lunch.
And the cop pulls him over. Now, the story says the cop smells pot when he's approaching the vehicle.
Oh, no.
Now, you know, I don't know. Maybe the divider was up and Art Garfunkel didn't see that the cop was coming.
He probably had the divider up. He probably wasn't looking around. And he probably had the moonroof open.
So Garfunkel is riding alone in the back when the driver is speeding. Cop pulls over, stops him, smells it. And they go into his pocket, and they find he's got a bag of weed.
Oh, dear.
And then here is where Art Garfunkel loses me. And I've been in this situation. I've lived this situation. You don't want to do it. And I couldn't in my situation, but Art Garfunkel, he's the last thing you want to say to a cop. The cop is putting the handcuffs on you because he found pot on him.
Right.
And he says, but I'm a celebrity.
Oh, dear.
No.
Now, as it turns out...
Well, he was high.
Worth a shot.
The cop didn't know who he was.
Oh, yeah.
He said, "I'm
a long time between hits."
He said, "Well, so to speak."
This is good smoke.
So it was good, right, Art?
Good, good.
It was good pot.
Good, good.
What about getting busted?
No good.
That's right. No, see, I would have used a different line. I would have said, "I'm a celebrity. I'm Clay Aiken, and I've just had a perm."
So let me see. It's $100 fine. And anyway, they're out on tour, so who knows? It might be a pub stunt. This next thing caught my eye. I can't believe what a ball busting this guy is going to take. Mike, you're a New York Football Giants fan.
I am indeed.
You're a quarterback of the team is Kerry Collins.
Yeah, former quarterback, yeah. I mean, I guess he's still the
starter.
Quarterback, right? He's the starter.
Can you name the number two quarterback for the New York Football Giants?
I cannot. He's the guy that played at the end of the season.
Jesse Palmer. Guy from the University of Florida.
Right.
Jesse Palmer, Giants backup quarterback, still playing, a young guy in his prime,
okay,
has signed on to become the star of the next edition of The Bachelor. Now, if this is...
Oh, my God.
If this is not...
It's the same kind of crap that got Jason Sehorn kicked out of town.
If this is not an invitation to have guys bust your balls...
Oh, yeah.
...every single week, one lucky bachelor works his way through 24 single women with the roses and, you know...
And he's a quarterback in the NFL. Why does he have to do this?
Don't know. Anyway, he started several games this year, and he's the new Bachelor.
Fag.
He's the new Bachelor.
I'm sorry.
You know that's what they're going to say to him.
God.
Hey, faggot, how's it going?
Yeah, what's the matter? You can't come out and meet women the way the football players do? By waking up in the morning?
Right.
Now, it must be tough.
Ashton Kutcher is a guy who's got a movie coming out.
Kutcher.
Well, no,
not Kirshner.
I like calling him Kutcher.
Kutcher. Why don't you go all the way and call him Kirshner? Ashton Kutcher.
Mike, I'm not sure.
Welcome. It's Ashton Kutcher.
Anyway.
Kutcher.
He's got this movie out. That's awful. It's a movie where he's serious. Now,
he's
not a good actor to begin with, and I think we all like him from Dude, Where's My Car?
Very funny in that movie.
And that 70s show, he's good, but he's one of these guys.
And he's a dumb guy, isn't he? Don't we all agree he's a dumb guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, listen, I'll give you this. Jim Carrey, okay, he failed at The Majestic, but Jim Carrey is on a level where I guess it's okay for him to try to be a serious actor.
It's kind of a standard. We discussed that last week, kind of standard procedure. If you're one of these mega star comedians that makes a lot of movies, you try maybe once in a while to do a drama.
But Ashton Kutcherin.
And didn't he do, I mean, the only thing I give him real credit for, Punked, right, is the...
TV show, which is good.
Yeah.
But still, you know, he should be happy just being the dumb lucky guy that he is. And he's banging Demi Moore, and all of the tabloids are saying that either that they're married or that they're getting married soon and that they want to have kids.
Do you still maintain your theory on that one, that it's a hoax?
Yep. Yes, I do.
And he's just going to come out and say he punked everybody?
Punked everybody.
Wow.
Here is a transcript. Here's why I brought this up. Yesterday on the Today Show, I didn't see it, but I have the transcript. He's on with Katie Couric talking about this awful movie, The Butterfly Effect. And I heard that the movie is so bad, it's been panned by so many people, he's canceled all the interviews. He's not doing any more TV.
I like that.
Because he's just getting killed. So he's on the set with Katie Couric, and here is exactly, I'm going to read you the transcript of what happened.
Right.
Katie Couric says, "I have to ask you about Demi Moore. How's that going?" Then Ashton Kutcher says, "See, this is why I wanted to do the interview with Matt. You said you weren't going to ask me about this." Katie Couric's smile faded as Ashton Kutcher, waving his arms, said, and here's another quote, "See, that's what I'm talking about." Then he stood up, took off his microphone, and walked off the set.
Wow.
Katie Couric said, "Oh, looking at the camera, wait, please. I'm so sorry. No. I'm sorry." Then he sat back down and he said, "See, that's uncomfortable, isn't it? Being punked." And then
I give him credit for that.
Yeah. And Katie Couric's response was, and I love it when they do the transcription today, Couric, Ha, 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 ha. Ashton, Ashton.
Oh, man, I would have loved to see that.
Ha, 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 ha. And like I told you, his movie is doing awful. He's so upset about the reaction to the film. He's canceling interviews. The film was hooted off the screen in Boston.
Oh, wow.
Variety magazine. Here's a quote from Variety. The movie grows more ridiculous by the quarter hour.
Wow.
Also, Cameron Crowe, the guy that did right. Jerry Maguire
and
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, he had Ashton Kutcher. I'm messing it up.
Cameron Crowe, almost famous, too, right?
Right,
right.
Anyway, he was Cameron Crowe signed him up for a movie and then fired him.
Yeah.
Quote, I found his acting skills to be lacking.
Oh, wow. Not a good month for him.
So that's the latest on him. Mike, let me just say this to you. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I know you're strangely enamored of this guy.
Well, Mike, it's what people are talking about. It's the farewell to friends.
Yeah, thank you.
And what I wanted to do was, I've got a list of stuff here, but I was...
Just when you really fell in love with Joey, it's going off the air. But you're going to have that spinoff. He'll be back.
Joey, the hit show Joey.
Toby.
How you doing? What I'd like to do is try to find a moment here on the show, and sometime, maybe today we have time, to call some of these people who wrote letters to a newspaper. I've got a bunch of stuff here that frankly I don't care about with friends. Did you know, I'm sure you know this, every episode starts, the title is The One Dot Dot Dot.
The one with, or
yeah,
the
yeah.
one about.
You know, the one where Ross got high, the one where Ross got laid, the one where,
right.
whatever, that's like a big joke apparently to them.
Right.
To them.
Ha, ha.
On the show, the best catch.
That's like Katie Couric's laugh.
Katie Couric's was ha, ha, ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
The best catchphrases and quotes from the show. The use of the word so. You are so going to get that job.
That is, I think, their number one, don't you think?
Probably.
Joey, how you doing? then we have...
Was that really in there, Don, or did you just put it in there?
No, it's number three.
Okay, I just...
Number two is Chandler saying, could it be any colder?
Yeah.
Number one is, you are so going to get that job, then it's, could it be any colder? Then it's, how you doing?
You know, I don't think Friends contributed to the culture as much as Seinfeld did.
Oh, amen to that.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And then we have Chandler saying, did I say that out loud? Then you've got...
ha, 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 ha.
all the guest stars on the show, the show's greatest moments, and then...
My favorite going away, Tom Selleck!
You get crap like this. What I want to do is call these people and ask them if they're real people who
right.
really sent these letters to this USA Today newspaper.
Right, we're not buying it.
Okay, now listen to this. And Robbie, do some research here in the next break.
You got it.
And see if these people will come on the air with us. I'm not going to give their names, their ages, or their towns. But here's one from, I'll say, she's 33.
Okay.
And this is what she writes to USA Today about friends going off the air. I'm losing six friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent Thursday nights with for the last 10 years. To pick a favorite episode is not easy. I think my favorite is the one where Ross and Rachel have been fighting, and he shows up at the coffee house at the raid, and she goes down to open the door, and they kiss. That kiss is magical, and to go down is the best TV kiss of all time. Many changes have happened in my life while the show's been on the air. Graduated from college, married, had children, but my interest in relationship with the friends has never changed.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be written by a Hollywood PR firm.
Sounds to me like it's written by like an 800-pound woman surrounded with empty Ben and Jerry's containers.
A lot of
but
cats.
They have a whole section of letters here. So Rob, find out
letters.
Do some research rather on the letters and find out if those people would come on the air with us. Mike, what's being sold by Michael Jackson? His new his old Bentley.
His soul.
Bentley.
Old
Bentley that was in some video that he the move it was the video was What More Can I Give.
You know why he's selling it?
Well, because he needs money.
No, it's been tainted.
Yeah. Anyway, he says that's it. It's out. They're going to have an auction, and they expect 400,000 people to bet via in person and online.
Crazy.
For the car, and they think that the car will sell for $100,000.
It's the culture of celebrity.
I got two more for you. First, Ruben Studdard
I want everyone to know.
Rated PG.
He wants everyone to know he's not trying to lose weight.
Good.
That's good for him.
How many of us thought he was trying?
I tell you, I saw him just the other night. He was a shadow of himself.
Listen to this. He says, quote, Ruben Studdard, I like to work out. Really?
Oh, with a fork.
Really?
No, I think maybe every morning, probably about 8 a.m. he works out. He works one out.
That's right.
Breaks a sweat. He works two or three out.
Let me see. Meeshawn Johnson robbed at gunpoint. Keyshawn Johnson was mugged in California.
Wow.
He was walking out of a barber shop. He gave him his money and his jewelry, and the guys took off. So Meeshawn Johnson was robbed.
Not a very good year for him.
And finally, Mike, this comes from Romania. Doctors say they have successfully removed a tumor from a woman patient.
Mm-hmm.
Operation lasted 10 hours.
Get ready to be grossed out.
Wow. Tumor weighs 175 pounds.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
She had been confined to bed. Lucia had, that's her first name, because the tumor weighed almost double her body weight. Tumor covered her back, her waist, and her hips.
Oh, my God.
She is very well, and the lack of the tumor really suits her, says the lead doctor at the plastic surgery department, blah, blah, blah. The tumor initially appeared as a small lump when she was 22. It was removed when it was 33 pounds. But then it reappeared, and it grew even bigger.
Yeah.
They had been afraid to operate on the woman because they thought they might snip a blood vessel or something. But it's not the biggest tumor ever.
Really?
The biggest tumor, Guinness Book of World Records, 302 pounds.
Oh, my God. That'll leave a mark.
Removed in 1991, and the woman made a full recovery.
Wow.
And she's working today at WJFK Radio. I don't want to say which of the lovelies it is, but
she looks great. She's doing fine.
She sure does. 175-pound tumor. God
not,
damn.
Not like one of those fat ladies where it's inside of her and she doesn't know. It was double her body weight?
Yeah, and it's on her back.
Oh, my God.
And it's on her back.
Wow.
More than double her body weight.
Whatever you do, don't squeeze it.
This music means, it's your time to call the show now.
Yeah.
With the rotating random telephone scan. Yeah, really. No agenda. Go ahead. Just call. All the calls are on screen. Get on the line to get on the air. Our phone number is 877-365-3636.
Just ignore Joe if he asks you the question, how did you get blind?
And from the U.S., from Canada, 800-636-1067. D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. The often imitated, never duplicated, rotating random phone scan.
How you doing?
Joey. Oh, and one of the episodes of Joey next year will be directed by Schwimmer.
That's great television.
You know, they've got a list here of what the Friends are going to be doing. And the future looks bright for all of the Friends,
right,
except for Schwimmer.
Schwimmer does not have a lot on his agenda. He's not going to be playing celebrity poker for the rest of the year.
Shocker. There it is. Let's see. Jennifer Aniston, let's see. She's got a future in movies.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of movies.
Same with Matt LeBlanc. They say he's going to be in a new movie with Bruce Willis. And you have, it's Matt Perry.
Perry's going to do a movie, right?
Right.
Funny.
Matt LeBlanc is Joey. Then you've got the other guy, Chandler. You know,
that's Matthew Perry.
That's Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry's going to be doing the movie with Bruce Willis.
Yes. Jennifer Aniston has a bunch of movies coming out.
Sure she does.
Monica, that's Courtney Cox. Mm-hmm. She's in plenty of actress roles coming her way.
Yeah, she does a lot of feature films.
Mm-hmm. And she has a TV show with her husband, Crazy David Arquette. And then you've got the other one, Phoebe Lisa Kudrow. She's in a lot of movies. And basically what they're saying in all of this is the only one who won't have anything happening when this is all done is Schwimmer.
Oh, well. Schwimmer is opening a pet store.
But Schwimmer is going to be a director on one of the early episodes of Joey.
Because they feel sorry for him.
I remember that like about a year and a half ago, Schwimmer did a play in a place that held like 18 people.
There you go.
That's the Craft of Acting.
The Pallbearer. That was his breakout movie.
And your old DJ name.
The Pallbearer. All right, call it out. The phone scan is next. Get on the line to get on the air, you animals.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
You like good porn, Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Huh?
the magic dragon is diving.
It's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes, no.
The Don and Mike Show. Making your penis feel young. Don and Mike.
Right, just ahead of a phone scan. How you doing?
How you doing?
They are taping the final Friends tomorrow night. And no one knows the plot.
Right.
Keeping it a big secret. They're filming it without a studio audience, mm-hmm. So no big mouths will get out and tell the scary secrets.
I guess they filmed several endings, in fact.
Also true, Buzz. And we did make contact with one of the ladies who wrote a letter to USA Today.
You were questioning whether there were real people that would write these letters.
And we found one. We'll call her in a second here. You know, it's really mean-spirited. So she's going to call her up and tell her she's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
The letter reads, would you find the theme from Friends?
You know, we don't have it. I was looking.
Impossible.
It's quite possible.
How could that be?
Well, then get the theme from Three's Company.
Listen, we'll get to that lady in a second. Let's get to your calls. I'll tell you what her letter is, and we'll call and see what's up with her.
Very good.
Phone scan time right now at 877-365-3636. Anything goes, you're on the line. You get on the air, and hi, Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, you got a little something wrong I need to correct.
Yeah.
Art Garfunkel was set up by Paul Simon. In fact, he wasn't arrested for marijuana. He was arrested for parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Wow, you waited a long time to say that.
You're trying to make some dumb Simon and Garfunkel.
Not just in the Curb Your Enthusiasm DVD.
The Simon and Garfunkel humor.
Yeah.
Timely is today's headline.
I think how funny that would have been 35 years ago.
Don and Mike, hello, phone scan.
Sure it is.
Hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I wanted to tell you my limo and weed story. I used to smoke a lot, and I also used to drive a limo.
Oh, dear. That's always a good combination.
Me, my boss, the guy that owned the company, also smoked a lot. And the guy that we used to get our weed from was coming into town. I'm from, you guessed it, Sacramento.
Right.
And he was coming in to San Francisco. So I was taking his girlfriend.
You know, I'm still smoking based on the speed of this story.
Sorry, no, I've been clean since 2000.
Can you maybe get to the point of this story?
Listen up, that's my skull.
I'm so wasted.
The point of the story is I got pulled over in Vacaville.
Yeah.
And
let me tell you, it was.
You're gonna have to pee into a cup for us before this conversation
really
continues. Hello, Don and Mike, phone scan.
Mike, Buzz. Dorsey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? You're funny.
You guys got a very loyal and very well-rated market that's going to the Super Bowl, and I haven't heard you guys talk much about it.
No, we don't. We're not.
Yes,
on,
you do.
We're not on in Boston or Charlotte.
You've got Portland, Maine, which is big-time Patriots country. Michael attests to that.
Well, you know, probably Portland, Maine, you're absolutely right. They're probably big Patriots fans up there.
Huge, huge Patriots fans. I got a little story about that. I had a flirt with greatness with Jake Steinfeld last summer up here in Maine.
Jake Steinfeld and his Abba.
Don't quit.
Don't quit.
Don't quit. And we've had him on our show. I'm going to hang up on that. Because that is no brush with greatness.
Because we do get the occasional story about Jake Steinfeld. He cuts a wide swath.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike. Phone scan.
Good for him.
Hello.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how you doing?
Good. I had a tumor on my toe. The thing was like 14 pounds. End up having my foot cut off.
All right, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, you're not going to the Super Bowl.
Happy day.
Thanks.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
He was just trying to piggyback on the blind guy,
I guess. Give me a second.
Don and Mike.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Yes,
I got a call.
Don's got a message.
Hold on. Wow.
Don and
Mike. Some a-hole keeps calling.
Replay. We need a replay on that, Rob.
Yeah. No, I don't think
that's
we do.
Quality.
That was pedestrian.
I think you'll enjoy it more. I think you know, it was better than you know. When you're working on it, you don't appreciate it enough.
All right. Anyway, what can we do for you, sir?
That's even better pre-delay there, Don Mike. East Coast Bob calling in. How you doing?
Hey. Great website, East Coast Bob.
Yeah. Hey, how'd you like a Larry King call?
Great.
You're the best at calling Larry King. There's no doubt.
Yeah, hey, he was talking about you last night. Can I give you a little clip of that?
Sure.
Here you go.
Congratulations, this is Max Boy Jr., Jethro Bodine, Beverly Hillbillies.
Got
us.
Okay, all right.
Off in mind.
Hold on.
Oh,
wait a
man.
I got a call.
I got a message.
Well done, East Coast Bob.
All right, bye.
And hold on.
Okay,
goodbye. That was my fart?
Yeah.
That was pretty good, huh?
That's worth the replay, you think?
I do.
It was trumpety.
Yeah, it was absolutely trumpety.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you mean trumpety like Trump play or
like a trumpet?
Or Donald Trump?
No, like a trumpet. Like playing a trumpet.
I bet he's got bad ones.
Oh, you bet. You know he does.
Coming out of his ears. Well, Don and Mike.
What's up, you skinny bastards?
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
Hey, when you were down in the AC with your lady
last
weekend,
yeah.
How much money did you win?
$1 million.
Oh, come on.
$1 million.
Listen, I respect Mike's right to privacy on this. It's a secret. It's a lot of money. It's a secret.
I respect this guy for asking, though.
I haven't told you, have I?
No.
I'll tell you.
Okay, cool.
I'll tell you in the break.
Did you
all
ever
right.
give Buzz his money?
What's that?
Did you ever give Buzz his money?
For what?
You remember you said you were going to give everybody money and you didn't have change for a 20?
He did. No, I got my 5. Yeah, I gave Buzz a 5. Yeah. I gave Don a 5. Did I give you a 5?
I didn't get anything.
I gave Rob a 5, Buzz a 5, Charlie a 5. No, Charlie got a 1.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scam. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, you didn't happen to catch American Idol last night and see the Chinaman sing, did you?
Yeah, but I did because I've used him in so many promos. I did see him, yeah.
Dude, I got it on tape. You want to hear it?
If we're being set up with another call, that's
no,
either
I,
way. Yeah, go ahead.
God, I swear
right.
to God, this is the best.
All right, let it roll. Go ahead.
I turn it up here.
Because I know the guy was funny.
Turn it up.
Look what happened in Texas with A-Rod. He took
here we go.
They couldn't sign anybody right. up.
Idol. I think America needs the Hong Kong superstar, and that's me. Wise men say,
yeah.
Only fool I see.
I got a theory on this.
You think it's a plant?
Absolutely.
You know, somebody told me this the other night that they think there are a lot of plants on this.
That is hilarious. Yeah, good call. Thank you for taping that, my friend. That is a great call.
You think they really need to have plants?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I think there are people that are bad. But for instance, you got, I think it was last night, a big fat woman who really can't sing at all. And she goes like, take a piece of a heart now, baby. And she's awful.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell her that she's awful. And she throws water at Simon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Simon stands up and they're like, what's he going to do? And another guy says, well, and you're an a-hole. He's talking to Simon and Paul. And you're wrong. And Randy, and you're stupid. And the people's performances, my point is, the people who are doing the criticizing are the worst possible singers
right.
in the
right.
world. It's got to be a plan. Now, it works
because
I'm watching it.
You don't believe that they're... It just seems to me that everybody thinks they can sing.
Right.
Everybody does.
Yeah, but again, really, people that bad, you don't think those people are plants?
If they're in a social group where nobody has the balls to confront them or tell them, in many cases, that might be the first time anybody said,
they get
thousands
of these people.
I know they do, but I just, I can't help but think
so. Here's the thing, though. Don't they go through, before they get to Simon, don't they go through a screening process?
Yeah.
That's where I think the fix is in.
Hello, Don and Mike. Phone scan. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Blind guy here. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Blind Glenn.
Blind Glenn in Las Vegas.
For a long time.
How are you?
I'm doing real good. I want to tell you a story about you. You used to ask that one guy what the worst thing ever happened when he was blind, you know?
Yes, yes.
Eating babies? I fell down a manhole, man.
You what, Blind Glenn?
I fell down a manhole.
Oh, man.
When I was like about 16 years old.
Wow.
I was living in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And I didn't have my dog then. I just used a white cane.
Right.
And they were doing some work on the streets. And down I went. Well, I thought I was in hell.
Really? I mean, how far down did you go?
All the way. Hit the bottom.
Oh, my God.
How'd you know it was a white cane?
Huh?
How'd you know it was a white cane?
Well, that's what they told me anyway.
Yeah. Well, there's no problem.
All my cane travels, it's a white cane with a red tip.
All right. I got a white cane with a red tip.
I bet you do.
So you better see somebody about that.
I got to see the doctor about that. Don and Mike Show, phone scan. Hello.
Hey, Greer Gods, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, what's up with the station in San Francisco? They had you on for only 3 hours, and now they cut you back to two for some crappy stock show.
No comment, sir. All I know about our station in San Francisco is, and we're on a lot of crappy stations across America, but our station in San Francisco, KYCY, does so poorly, it doesn't even show up in the ratings.
Really?
I mean, it doesn't...
Another one of those gems in the empire?
It doesn't even get a 0.00.
And we refuse to put the stock part on our show.
Absolutely.
To have Market Corner with Joe Ardinger.
Don and Mike. Hello, phone scan.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hammer, hammer, hammer.
It doesn't work when you say it, only when we say it. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, although that does remind me, there's a guy who's getting way too much pub now, and I'm really annoyed with the guy. It's the guy who's in the... I've seen him in two commercials now. First off, he's in the Dodge Ram commercial, the guy that goes, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Oh, you mean the race car hot rodder guy, or what?
No, he just says this every time he gets in the guy's Dodge Ram.
Yeah,
Monday, 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 and the Dodge Ram is going fishing.
Yeah, horribly annoying.
And they've run it into the ground, and then last night I'm watching something, and I see it's that guy again, and he's playing the same role for a different company now.
Right.
And he's standing in a football stadium, and Michael Strahan's walking out, and there's no one in the parking lot, and he goes, Michael Strahan, New York Giants, think you got it going on. And I'm just praying that
Michael gets tackled.
Yeah, Michael Strahan is going to kill this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a commercial for a candy bar.
Yeah.
You know, when will America tire with the guy, this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday guy?
Well, they've got a new guy coming on ESPN that's been on the local New England sports network named Charlie Moore. I don't know if you've seen Charlie Moore.
I have not.
Well, he's broken into the national spotlight. He's a fisherman. And he does the fishing, and he's like,
Charlie Moore.
Just
I'm really obnoxious, and I've got bad teeth. Charlie Moore. I'm Charlie Moore, coming to your town.
I watch for him. He's on regular
I think right
ESPN?
Now it's ESPN, too.
Okay, or the
But news. I caught him, and I'd seen him on Nessun, and I said, oh, no, it's not fair.
All right, now, even though this is your phone scan time, we just have to take a second out, because we called this abroad and asked her if she'd go on the air. Unbelievable. Everybody likes TV shows.
Right.
Sure. Everybody has favorite TV shows, and in some cases, the people mean a lot to you.
We get caught up in them. Sure.
But here's the letter. Dear USA Today, it's from today's paper. My favorite episode was in September 1995, when Ross's baby was born and Monica came into the room and held him. She got all choked up and said, Hi, I am your Aunt Monica, and I will always have gum. I was pregnant with twins at the time, and my girlfriend was over when we were watching this episode. We started crying and saying how tender it was. My husband and girlfriend started laughing at me. Mm-hmm. When my daughters were born in October 1995, my girlfriend gave them a picture and signed it, Aunt Amy, I will always have gum. And she does. All because of that episode.
Now I think that's taking television a little too seriously.
Let's call this lady up. She's ready for the call.
You got any gum? You got any gum?
And it's always good to give a youngster an autographed headshot. That's right. What they want.
So, we'll be polite with this woman.
It doesn't go as far as some of those letters to Parade magazine.
No, and there are a lot worse letters in here. This is the only one that we could actually find someone who would say, yes, they wrote the letter.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nancy?
Yes, it is.
Nancy, hi, it's the Don and Mike Show. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We're doing great. So, here you are, nationally famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, we understand you didn't even know your letter was in the newspaper.
No, I did not.
Wow.
You did not. So, hey, Amy, our Aunt Amy will always have gum.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pathetic. We had to say that. Have a nice day. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming on the show. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Now back to the phone scan.
Done and done.
I mean, really, I had nothing else to say to the woman. Right?
Taken care of.
That's it. Hey, Mr. Man. Oh, hello, Don and Mike. Back to your calls. Phone scan. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
May I speak with Mike for a second?
How are you?
He's right here.
What's going on?
Hi, Mike. This is Scott from Marlboro. Can you please put your shirt back on?
What do you mean my shirt back on? I don't get it.
Mike is wearing a shirt.
Don't you get the movie with Ben Stiller when he's playing basketball? That's my vision of Mike right now.
You mean the big fat guy?
Yeah, with the hairy back.
No, I've lost weight, sir. I'm an absolute fragment of my former self.
It looks like he's got AIDS.
I believe the fat jokes are no longer warranted.
Do you still have C cups?
I don't have. I've never had C cups. I've never had C cups.
On my show. Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you people?
What's wrong with people?
Someday we will.
Hey, I should have reacted like Nancy did.
Hey! Someday we'll live in a society with picture phones where we'll be able to see these people as they call us.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What did you say?
What was that?
I'm never going to make it. I'm sure that got dumped.
Admirable effort.
Hello, Don and Mike show. It was funny, though.
It was funny.
Hello, phone scan. Hello? did the phones go dead because it was dumped? I hope not. Hi, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Yeah, everybody in the building, hit the button. Did we lose the phones because
no, the light
that
is,
last guy?
The light is still on, though. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Phone scan, hi.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, you're on the air.
Good. I wonder if this ever happened to you guys, what just happened to me, or is it a rare occurrence?
No, it never happened to us.
I just had a clean crap, and I looked at the toilet paper, and there was nothing on it completely.
Congratulations. That's
the greatest.
That's like when you see one of those movies, one of those war movies where the nuclear submarines leave
the missiles come out of the nuclear sub?
Yeah, out of the silos, they come out clean.
Yep.
Think of it just like that. Boy, congratulations.
Did that ever happen to you guys?
I had one this morning like that.
Yeah, that's a great BM.
What do you eat?
A lot of protein. Mucilix.
Oh.
Hello. Hey, Buzz with a funny tidbit. Don and Mike, hello, phone scan.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay.
What are you guys up to? You're just partying around having fun there, right?
No, I got to go out a little later and buy bras.
Correct. What can we do for you?
Hey, just about this guy from Vermont yesterday, and everybody that's calling in, and these people about friends and the American Idol people, and there's people that have got some serious problems out there that actually think that they actually can sing or have these views about wanting to separate from your country. Like, what are these people thinking? Don't they look in the mirror? Come on, get real.
All right, my friend.
What was that?
Take it a little too seriously.
I love his outrage.
Oh my God.
They didn't kill us again, did they?
No. He's the last caller.
All right, very good.
The last caller. You won a prize.
Hey, excellent.
Hey, has no one fought that?
You won the the DVD of your choice, courtesy of Borders. Borders invites you to customize your movie library, build your own DVD box set event, and that's at Borders, now through January 25. All right?
Excellent. Thanks, guys. That's
great. All right. Thank you. Thank
you
for the
Vermont. The people writing the letters.
Stay angry, sir.
Howard Dean?
What's with him? What was that all about, huh?
When we come back.
Yeah. What?
We've not done this this week.
Huh?
Joe's Movies.
Yeah, well, what's with Joe's Movies?
Mike, the year is 1975.
Yeah, well, this is 2004.
It's an anti-marijuana movie starring Sonny Bono, and we believe Sonny Bono was high while he was making this anti-pot documentary.
All right.
So stay there. Joe's Movies coming right up.
It's the Don and Mike Show. What you see is what you get with Females for Hire. And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, Females for Hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it, with everything left in and nothing left out. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the conned, the dream and the nightmare. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire. With Females for Hire. From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
The Don and Mike Show.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire.
Creating their legacy. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Well, let's bring in Shaggy now.
Joe.
How'd you get blind? World's oldest phone screener, Joe Artinger. Ready for another edition of Joe's Movie Corner.
Here's Otto.
Joe has...
hey, Mark, dude.
Joe has an extensive collection of movies, educational movies, yeah. From the 1970s.
Yeah. An extensive collection.
Well, he's got like 16 of them.
He does.
And I would call that extensive.
It sure is.
And, oh, you got it turned up already, Rob? Oh, there it is. The beginning of today's fantastic motion picture. Let's see.
Check the focus of your projector lens.
Is sound turned on?
This test pattern should appear sharp and clear in the center as well as the corners of the screen.
Joe, what have you selected for us today?
The volume.
Today it's Sonny Bono's Marijuana Movie. We heard an excerpt of that last time, and we were all pretty convinced Sonny was very high.
He's wearing a gold lamé suit. Let's see, go to Marijuana.
There it is. And there's a very high picture of Sonny in the...
In an attempt to talk about kids on their own level about marijuana, the filmmakers employ a spokesman for the young generation, dead Sonny Bono. Perhaps, I put the dead in.
Yes.
Perhaps his gold lamé suit and hip lingo did connect with young people, most of whom thought Sonny was high during the filming of this 1968 anti-marijuana movie.
When they showed this in classrooms, though, the classroom, everybody was saying, hey, he's high.
Yeah. Should and it's 68.
Should we cue into it? Because we watched the first
game. Yeah.
Now, let it...
There's
let
that
it,
bus scene that...
Yeah, just roll it to where Sonny actually takes the stage.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of kids sitting around getting high and then getting
very
busted.
Boring.
Yeah, it's a bunch of kids who get busted and they shout out things as they're being led to the car. Like, so he'll rehash that.
Like,
so
hey, speak. Pigs.
And he'll address each one of their little...
hey, everybody, lighten up. Yeah. Lighten up. I'm Sonny Bono.
And
put
any time you want.
Yeah, please. Perhaps him, please.
Whatever, not a man will come around and lay his money down.
His son. Don't bogart that joint.
Okay, I will. No one has the right to tell me what I can do.
This is 1968.
And it's like they've obviously hired the class nerds to pretend they're getting high.
The Young Republicans.
That's not credible at all.
The AV Club.
Couldn't find the real stoners.
I didn't do it.
Look at this guy. Put on some shades.
Well, real stoners are too dangerous, you know.
I know. You know, they're unpredictable, Joe.
Yes, they are, because they're undrugged.
Unreliable.
Yeah, they're unreliable. They won't show up.
So he's being put into a police car. Marijuana legal, right? Where's Sonny?
Well, they haven't finished their skit yet.
He's coming. He's just about here.
They're still the school children in 1968 are still having to watch the kids being put into a police car.
John and Poncho.
She's kind of cute, them. That one there.
Right, wrong, good, bad. Those are things for you to decide.
You to decide, hey.
Sounds like Mr. Wright.
Sonny Bono.
Who have already decided for themselves and you whether grass is good or bad.
Here he is.
Most important is what you think.
It'll give me so high.
Without any preaching from this film, let's examine the facts and only the facts. There are too many false impressions and prejudices to do it any other way.
He looks so high.
He does. His eyes are glazed
over. Okay, then why is an alcohol made illegal? It's a lot worse than grass. Yeah, if I take juice freaks, man, they get hangover and cirrhosis of the liver. Besides, grass isn't habit-forming like alcohol.
Right. The facts are, if you drink enough, alcohol will give you hangovers.
Yes.
No, it won't.
Cirrhosis of the liver.
No.
And what's more, it can even kill you.
You're listening to Sonny Bono from 1968.
Lies back then.
If you are a certain emotional and psychological type, independent both physically and emotionally, and will join the
look at the screen with the cocktails.
Alcoholics.
And now
the
they're just pouring a bottle of booze over a map of the United States.
Facts about marijuana. What do doctors and psychiatrists have to say about which is worse for you physically?
Now, is this Sonny Bono doing this narration?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The facts are, at this time, there are no known damaging physical effects from the use of marijuana.
Well, this is pro-marijuana.
But...
Or is it anti?
Alcohol. When you take too much at one time, you don't pass out.
No, it's
more
it's
than likely anti-Mike. Risk of an unpredictable and unpleasant bummer.
Bummer.
Hate
an that. Unpredictable bummer.
Worst guy.
An unpredictable bummer.
That guy looks like he's going through a bummer.
Watch
right
this,
now.
Though. He's going to go to the mirror.
All right, so the guy's stoned. He's like, oh, oh, oh. Right, pause it for a second so we can describe the drum.
Yeah, what happened?
This is a guy, like if you're watching Mod Squad, okay?
Right.
Circa 1970, mm-hmm. late 60s. Guy sitting on the couch, smoking a joint, goes to look at himself in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
and in the mirror, he's wearing a real bad Hollywood mask
right.
that looks like a monster.
So that's what's happening, and that's the unexpected bummer.
Yes.
Can you turn those lights down a little bit back there? Because I'm getting it right in my cornea.
The unexpected bummer is that because he smokes pot,
he'll put on a mask.
He's been turned into a creature. All right, roll it. He'll
put on a mask and look in the mirror and forget.
Now back.
The occasional drink before dinner by adults, like the occasional use of marijuana, does
hey,
not necessarily lead to an emotional dependency in the stable, mature personality.
Sure, go ahead. Great
all of
you. You like that? I'm glad.
Hold on, pause it for a second. Hey, this is so late 60s. What it is, it's a mom and dad and two kids. They're sitting around the table, and the dad has got a gigantic martini. And the kid says,
can I have the olive, Dad?
So the kid puts his fingers in what I'm sure is 100% vodka,
right.
No vermouth or anything, pulls it out and goes, that's a good olive.
And he asks for his mom. Now he's asking for his mom, because his mom is sitting at the kitchen table. Having a martini as well.
All right, let's see where they go with this.
However, teenage is not a time of great
maturity
and stability for most teenagers.
Stop it, kids. Stop it. Give me another one.
School. Parents. Finding your own identity and self-confidence.
Does he not sound high?
Yes, it does. Drug dependency that could just as well be alcohol.
Say I
skiing into a tree. Making Cher famous again at your funeral.
You sound a little bit like Mike Friedman, our old engineer.
Hey, how are you? We got a problem.
Some adults are not mature or strong enough to stand the pressures of their daily lives.
It's a bunch of people wigging out.
Screaming at each other.
Fighting each other.
There's the adults can
finding solace.
Just as emotionally dependent on marijuana
smoke, drink,
on alcohol.
Drink, smoke, drink.
Look how big that joint is he's smoking.
Yeah.
Acceptable.
He's smoking like a Bob Marley-sized joint.
That would be called a fatty, Don.
Even when the alcoholic is physically withdrawn from his body's need for alcohol.
Oh, he doesn't look good.
He always goes back to it. Until he learns how to handle his problems.
Kind of looks like Steve Johnson.
Hey, Don. How are you?
Alcohol drinker who finds himself needing a drink.
You know, this is supposed to be about marijuana, but I'm seeing an awful lot about alcohol.
Yeah, the evils of alcohol.
So it is with the pothead.
Oh, here we go.
The more he needs the escape from reality or the pleasure of marijuana,
look at this guy.
The more he is becoming emotionally dependent, exactly as the square and unhip alcoholic adult does.
All right, pause it for a second. Now I get where they're coming on this.
All right, here's what they're doing.
What they're saying is, drinking is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Pot is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Squares drink.
Potheads are not square.
But
what have we learned today?
But still, even if you're not square, getting high is not the way to go, Daddy-O.
You can become dependent on it.
But you're But you're listening to a guy who, and we're seeing him, you can
hear
his
voice.
We
believe he is high as he's doing this public service
announcement. Absolutely high. All right, roll it, Rob.
Do two wrongs ever make one right?
Oh, dear, now they're showing the mask again.
Yes.
Cigarettes are much worse than pot, man.
No
one ever got cancer from pot.
In fact, no one ever got cancer from pot. But it's also a fact that no one ever dropped out of school because they were hung up on tobacco.
What?
What?
And
Sonny?
No one who just finished smoking a cigarette ever forgot she was driving a car as she tripped out on the beauty of a back road nature trip.
Hold on. This is funny.
Oh. She's flying.
Now she's flying.
She's flying so high.
It's a girl.
She is so
high.
It's a girl who smoked a joint.
Right.
And she's in a convertible. And she's so high, she's so enamored by the beauty, she puts her hands on the windshield
of the convertible and drives off a cliff.
And it's like one of those, if you're watching McCloud, the standard Hollywood clip of a car going off a cliff.
Yeah, now but what they're doing now is they're showing her like floating through the air as she's going off the cliff. With kaleidoscope eyes. Let's see if we see the big crash.
No, it's the police.
And do other things. You wouldn't dare to do this on pot.
Guys diving off a...
I think it's different.
Yeah.
I've seen people...
He's diving off a diving board. There's a guy...
We used to go to the pool after hanging out.
Now, hold on, we got to stop this. They're showing all the jobs that you can't do while you're high.
Would you want your pilot to be just finished a joint when he takes off?
They showed a guy working on a construction site. They showed a guy flying an airplane.
Yeah, and a guy diving off a diving board. All bad ideas. Yeah.
Bad idea if you're on pot. I am, though. You can sing your ass off.
So now there's the plane taking off.
Or your surgeon operating on your heart.
There's a doctor.
So he's operating.
Pleading your case.
A lawyer.
Your sergeant.
Army. Well, they get high all the time.
They're showing them in Vietnam.
The dentist. Dentist always high.
Your flight leader.
That's like the Blue Angels are showing.
Your team center.
Oh, professional athlete.
Or LSO.
Well, come on. We all know that athletes get high.
You can tell it's the Vietnam era, though, with all these military references.
Your school bus driver.
Otto.
1968.
These astronauts.
The astronauts.
The NASA astronauts.
Man, we're in space.
Get high.
Or even the guy who is just changing your front tire. Would you rather he was smoking a cigarette or a joint? However,
not a good question. I was an auto mechanic for a few years.
Or any responsible person recommends smoking. So, two or three wrong. Don't make one right.
Sonny, pick up the energy. He can't.
Everybody knows that we didn't get
it. Now more scenes of these alleged college kids being pulled into police custody.
As much grass as you like, and your body won't need it? Right. You can quit any time you like. Not true for everybody. And that's the problem. The World Health Organization of the United Nations, with its leading medical and psychiatric experts from over 100 member nations, has this to say about marijuana being habit-forming without one dissenting vote.
A desire and need for repeated administration of the drug, psychic dependence on the effects. They're putting all these graphics up on the screen.
About what the United Nations said about it being dependent. Now that
there's nothing
you
wrong with blowing crap. Yeah. 1,000 times.
We need more Sonny Bono. More high Sonny Bono.
True for the great majority who smoke pot, but it's not true for the many thousands who have gone on to acid,
amphetamines,
barbiturates.
Pictures like Dragnet.
Yeah.
And end up on heroin.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
However,
look at this guy.
It is not a fact that practically everyone on grass...
Hold on. Stop it for a second.
Drug
stop it for a second. You're showing a guy who is doing heroin.
Oh, that guy doesn't look good.
But he's doing an impression like of the Joker.
Yeah, and he looks like the makeup on him makes him look like one of the monkeys from The Wizard of Oz.
And he's very spastically. You can't hear the sound. He's
right.
He's going,
I'm on heroin.
And he's shooting up right now. Okay, let's roll it.
Not true. Every informed person knows this. What is true may be discovered in this narcotics rehabilitation center in some of the group
also known as jail,
where we will learn what former drug addicts have to say about marijuana turning them onto
hard
drugs.
Look at those 60s hairdos.
How many of you started on pot?
You know what? I think we should go right to the end to see how Sonny ends this. Because the thing's like 20 minutes long.
Don't you think I got you, babe?
Let's cut to the chase here. And frankly, I've not seen enough of Sonny on camera.
I want to see Sonny in his gold lamé.
However, here is a focus group of a bunch of 1960s. They all dress like Carol Brady.
Of course.
Meeting and talking about pot.
What was the guy getting shot? What was that about?
Oh, Mike, pot can get you shot.
Oh, okay. It's a good slogan. Pot can get you shot.
God, that
there he is.
There was Sonny right there. Hold on. Go back a little bit, Robbie. It's somebody being put in jail. Here we go.
Is that Art Garfunkel?
just weird.
Psychedelic.
Right on.
Let's face it. The reasons we've heard for blowing grass up to now are like an iceberg.
Look at that.
What about the underlying reasons that are like the 90% of the iceberg you never see? The reasons below the surface.
Yeah.
How high is he?
Teenagers get so hung up on marijuana in spite of what their parents say and in spite of the big risk of being busted.
And when you think even back then for Sonny Bono, career move doing this video?
Maybe he had to.
Yeah. You think maybe he had to?
Maybe it was one of those deals they pulled him over.
Service. I bet you're right.
You know, back in the day.
I bet you're right.
They used to get off on that all the time.
Right.
Sure, just make a little film for us.
Also, I'd have to check the dates, but this is, I think, before the TV show and after the hit record, so maybe this was a career move.
I just can't wait to get out.
Right on.
Why can't we dress the way we want in school?
Yeah.
Sure, we're old enough to be drafted, but we're not old enough to vote.
Why are they always treating us like children?
Adults never have time to listen to us. Don't see what we're saying.
If adults like to make war so much, why don't they go and fight in them?
What does it have to do with pot, though?
Well, we're tying into the whole Vietnam era, culture, know? The times.
How can I plan for the future with the draft waiting for me?
Why don't you come back some other time? And everything is all right with us. And in the meantime, I'll do what I want to do here, and you do what you want to do where you live. Dig?
Why don't you come back some other time?
Dig.
Why shouldn't I live now? And if I don't get killed in the war or by the big bomb, all I can look forward to is making money like my father. And I know he isn't happy.
You know, sometimes I think it's like a war. Everyone over 30 is the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Over 30? Over 25?
Here he is.
Obviously. These are things that bug a lot of the young people.
Yeah.
But this time, rather than hear from the establishment, who run newspapers, radio, television, magazine publishing companies, political parties, and schools.
Fast forward to the end. We got to get out of this. It's time for the news with Buzz.
Smoking pot.
This is funny.
Really?
You have
to picture. And Rob had the timeline correct. It's between I Got You, Babe, and the beginning of the Sonny and Cher show.
Yeah, because he perked up a lot during the Sonny and Cher show. And, you know, when you saw that way back in the day, that original Sonny and Cher album cover,
right?
He looked like he was high on that.
Well, think about the one where he's dressed like Tarzan. And
he's
got that giant...
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about, where he's got the big fur vest.
Yeah, right. You think this is the end?
Well, no. You've heard from both sides of the question.
Yeah.
But what you do with your life is up to you.
All right. Funny.
If you become a pothead, you risk blowing the most important time of your life, your teenage.
Yeah, Rob.
That unrepeatable
teenage
time for you to grow up.
Oh, yeah, no, we can't stop.
Prepare for being an adult that can handle problems
and
make something meaningful out of life.
Yes, Sonny.
Or you have the choice to have the courage to see and deal with the world for what it really is. Far, far from perfect, but for you... And for me, the only one
there. You gotta see him.
The only one.
While it's true that some of you will actually go to the moon and perhaps other planets, it's also true that in a few short years, this world will be your establishment, and you will be the establishment. Creation with the brain power and the act world than any other generation in history. Let's hope too much criticism about what you did or didn't do. Because you were on pot.
Thank you, Sonny.
Sonny
Bono. I love film day.
Thank you, Sonny.
Pretty chopped up at the end there.
Wow. That's it. That's Sonny Bono.
There we go.
You know, would there be any way, Joe, we could like freeze that picture of Sonny Bono and put it on the website?
I suppose. I'll talk to Wendell.
All right, go to WJFK.com and click on the Don and Mike Show link to see a picture of the very high Sonny Bono.
Don?
Yeah, Sonny.
That's a good idea.
Because he's wearing a gold lame Nehru jacket, and listen, he's so high.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, Sonny.
Thank you for your efforts, and don't smoke pot.
And one day we might go to the moon.
There you go, depending on what planet you go to.
Hey,
Listen, next week I want to do this again. Pick a day and watch another movie. What's your next topic, Joe? What do you got coming up for us?
I know that one that was a short one that was kind of crazy was the insider insanity about LSD.
There you go.
And there's also Know For Sure, which is the
KNOW. Syphilis. Okay.
Oh, and sure. There's Human Growth. And there was also one other one.
I don't know who's slower, Sonny Bono talking or Joe reading that pamphlet.
Joe.
There was another one about.
Joe.
I think it was Narcotics Pit of Despair. But I'm sorry.
They're all good.
You pick it, and we'll see you next week, Joe.
Thank you,
Joe.
For another episode of Joe's.
Thank you,
Sonny.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye bye. And thanks to everybody for listening.
It's Joe. Joe Ardinger, everybody.
Buzz a little. Hey, potheads.
Now remember, it's your choice. Okay.
Hey, Mrs. Doubtfire. Thank you, lady. Put that down. Don't bogart that joint.
Say, Tony, instead of pot, why not try
Bacardi Limon?
All right, that's good.
The movie we just watched was crazy with all of the cuts. It was like watching a Dragnet episode.
Yeah.
Where they're trying to show the power of these hallucinogenic drugs.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here he is.
Me.
He made it up.
The classic Dragnet episode with Blue Boy. The guy who paints his face blue.
Is that not the best Dragnet ever?
Yeah. Best
the
ever.
Best. And it's the same thing, because there's a bunch of quick cuts with psychedelic figures, and they would show a neon letter that says, cocktails. Then there's a clip of a guy being put into handcuffs, and a clip of a guy very quickly getting stoned, and Sonny Bono.
But it's your choice at the end. I'll do this for community service.
Be a pothead.
So I don't go to jail.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments?
Oh, you'll never believe this. So which presidential candidate do you think is the most well-hung?
Oh, wow.
That's our top story today.
I'm going to go with my man W.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure that, my theory has always been that God helps out those with smaller IQs.
I will go with a formula that consists of the longest fingers, and that would have to be John Kerry.
John Kerry?
I think he's a tall drink of water.
What about Howard Dean?
I'm thinking Thimble.
All right. So, Buzz, that's your lead story.
I'll have America's answers to that question.
Which presidential candidate
coming news on the Don and Mike show.
And don't even get me started on the whole Al Sharpton thing.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike show. And taste their friendship. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz's News brought to you by Theramax. Sexual pleasure. Performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Dr. Develop. Clinically tested Veramax works. Get it right. AGMC, other select people that try it today. Veramax, 1-888 try VMAX. Before we get to Buzz, here's a guy who may have a tip in on the Sonny Bono marijuana movie we just watched.
All right.
Listen to. Hello?
Yeah, you guys are great.
Hey, thanks. What's your name?
Great guys. I'm out in Reno. My name's Bruce.
All right, Bruce,
and
what do you got?
I'm an old crusty fart, and I remember back about 67, 66, they were in a situation with the police. And when it got to court, they were asked to make the movie.
Wow.
And of course, it had to be approved by 10 different people. That's why it's so corny. And they had to finance it and make sure it got sent to all the school systems that time across the country.
So were they busted for drugs?
I don't remember all the details.
They're talking about Sonny and Cher or just Sonny?
I think Sonny was more involved. I think it was a thing where they were in a hotel room and the police came in and they, you know, they couldn't pin it down.
You think he was wearing that vest?
Yeah, the big fur vest.
The big
ape. Probably, but wouldn't you say one of the most memorable album covers in the history of music? And I used to stare at it and go, God, he looks like he's a caveman.
They played a casino here in 1966. Some big casino opened at that time, and they came out and played. It was a big deal.
Don't forget his bad King Arthur haircut that he had.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that's before he had the facial hair.
Right. So that's it. So whoever said he had to do any...
He had to.
Which lends credence to the fact that there was something in his system.
Still high. Listen to you, my friend. There you go. That's a good call. You won the DVD of your choice, courtesy of Borders. Borders invites you to customize your movie library now through January 25, only at Borders. Thanks for listening.
That's fantastic.
Thank you for the tip.
They got busted then.
Yeah.
That was it.
Thought so. Correct.
What that sounded right.
What an unpredictable bummer.
I got a question. I've not brought this up on the show. No, I shouldn't. It's stupid. Do you think, before we get to the news, I've always liked football jerseys, and I was kind of ahead of the curve that I liked real football jerseys.
Right.
And now you'll see on, if you watch MTV or BET, you'll see all of the rappers and even like boy band guys now wearing these throwback jerseys.
Because they do.
And there's a company in Philly named Mitchell & Ness, and I get these jerseys from this company, and they're prohibitively expensive and ridiculous, but I love them, and I have a new one, the Doug Williams one from 1980, whatever it was.
Is that number 11?
17.
17. All right.
And it's the bad orange Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey.
Okay.
But these things are absolute recreations, and I've got about 8 or 9 of them, real cool ones, like the old San Diego Chargers one, and of course the Packers ones, and my wife mocks me when I wear them. She says, now who else, besides the fact that I used to like wearing football jerseys all the time, she says, who else wears these dumb jerseys? You look like an idiot. And every once in a while, I'll see something on TV where, like, it'll be Outkast on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, hey, come here, look at this.
Yeah.
See the guy? Look at the guy in Outkast. Look, he's got the hat.
Right. They're very popular.
And she says, yeah, okay. First off, the guy in Outkast, he's like 21 years old. And look at him. Look at you.
Right.
Look at you. You're 45.
Well, you like what you like.
So tomorrow I'm going to wear it tomorrow, despite...
You're going to wear the Doug Williams jersey?
Yeah, despite what my wife said. Because I thought I had a look last weekend that made her absolutely fall down laughing. I had just a pair of jeans and a pair of tennis shoes. I had this jersey on, and they were oversized.
Right, of course.
So it's a big jersey, and it was untucked, and I had a leather jacket on over it. And she said, what are you trying out for, a Nelly video?
Maybe. Yeah, but you're comfortable like that, so it doesn't count.
And I said,
it's not like you're trying to be youthful.
Yeah, I wore those types of jerseys before it became popular.
I think we all should probably, God damn it, we should all wear whatever we want and wear the stuff that we used to wear that we like, and I'll come in dressed the way I used to dress, early days on the show.
And that would be?
Cocktail dress.
Anyway, I just...
Sensible one.
Have written down.
Of course.
Just Mitchell & Ness, Doug Williams, what to do.
So is this a preemptive strike on... did you think that we would bust your balls for wearing a...
maybe.
Does the jersey... You've never set up your next day outfit. I've never heard you do that as long as I've been working with you.
Well, I've had this jersey's cool.
Right?
I mean, it
sounds cool because of the old throwback Tampa Bay jersey.
They make them just like they used to be.
Now I want to know, Mike, what are you going to wear tomorrow?
I was saying a cocktail dress.
Are you really?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to get the jumpsuit out.
I'll have on the figure skating
wear it tomorrow. Sorry to waste your time with this, but I just wanted to throw it out. I want to know if I would be mocked by you guys tomorrow.
No, we don't care. See, now is the next day when you walk into the studio, I go, what is that?
Good God! Well, I was also uptight about wearing a white sweater to work.
You looked great in the white sweater.
And I'll tell you why.
You looked good very often. You looked good in the white sweater.
There was one day, Buzz, you had the misfortune of wearing a white sweater to work one day.
I did, yes.
You did, and it was something that probably started with me, like it always does.
Okay.
Looking over there, going, look at that. Look what he's wearing today. And I think it was because...
He's the only guy on the show because probably the way he's built that dresses occasionally like Jack LaLanne used to dress.
My hero.
Anyway, I remember that day. And Buzz, there's sniping that goes... Buzz knows.
Oh, of course.
There's sniping that goes both ways.
Uh-huh.
From him to us and from us to him.
Right.
And for like a month, I was afraid to wear this white sweater to work because... You guys had jumped on this bandwagon. Hey, look at Buzz in that white sweater. What a girl sweater that is. Meanwhile, I've got a perfectly good white sweater,
but
I'm not wearing to work. And now I got the same problem with this Doug Williams jersey.
And the crap I took the one day, I just didn't wear a shirt in here.
Well, no crap noted for me, Mike.
You were fine with it. Well, you liked it, but
nothing
else,
but thumbs up.
God, everybody else with the back talk, you whore.
They say, we've always got the time in the office before the show. I always say to Mike, why do you feel the need to put your shirt back on?
Yeah.
Because we're up in the office before the show.
No, it's policy.
Hey, I put mine back on.
Yeah, I know.
But if you don't, I won't.
All right.
I'm not going out there on a line. But
well, you're wearing your jersey tomorrow, but the beginning of next week, even though it's cold.
No shirt day.
We're going for it.
Both these shirtless.
Right.
Anyway, here is our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Well, if we did...
And today he's wearing a very nice velour type pullover. But do you have one of those?
I have the Simon Cowell t-shirt underneath.
One of those queer Simon Cowell shirts underneath?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's disturbing.
Gotcha.
Well, not really.
if we did elect presidents by how well endowed they are down there, it'd probably work as well as the standard now, except that would make Al Sharpton the next president of the United States.
Oh, there's the stereotype.
That ain't no stereotype. Hello there. It's them Al Sharpton, and I've got a gigantic Johnson.
Well, it's America's stereotype.
Like all black men.
A survey by Playboy magazine shows that most of us, 46% of Americans, think Al Sharpton's got it going on. Only 15% said this about George Bush. 43% think Sharpton has the most sexual experience, the most partners. When it comes to threesomes...
That's right, because he's black.
43% think he's been there and done that.
That's right. Hold on, let me know now. Who had been with three women or two men or one? Now they're the wife. I'll go with Al Sharpton.
Yeah, of course.
Hello there.
But only 16% think Sharpton's a good lover. The biggest bunch of us, 25%, think Bush is the best in bed. Maybe they misunderstood the question. 24% think John Edwards is a good lover. Only 16% think that about Al Sharpton.
I don't even want to think about how good any of them are.
Yeah, it's disturbing, isn't it?
In answering Playboy's strangest question, nearly a third of us think Bush has done it with a guy. A third of 30% of Americans think Bush has done it with a guy.
I want to make sure you're this is your first time, right?
Nice Bush.
Where's the Chris go?
Yeah. Service to the president.
It'll do you proud every time.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
Now you know. Only 4% of us think this about Wesley Clark.
Really?
That he's been with a guy.
That's your guy. You're wearing the
I'm wearing the button today.
Yeah, proud of it. Yeah.
Yes, proud of it.
Straight as an arrow, Mike.
Hey, I can always back a third place candidate.
I'm going for his brother. Dick.
Yeah. Youthful Dick Clark.
Thank you, Howard Dean.
And his cousin Roy. This just in...
Roy Clark, okay.
Just in this hour, it's over. The once inseparable tabloid entity known as Bennifer is no more. A spokesperson for Jennifer Lopez tells E! News, quote, Jennifer Lopez has ended her engagement to Ben Affleck.
All right, well, let's just sign off then.
At this difficult time...
Poor sap.
Good night, everybody.
Poor sap.
At this difficult time, we ask that you respect her privacy.
But, you know, maybe he had something to do with it.
Will you turn on the Ben Affleck mind machine?
Affleck's representative has no comment.
Oh, boy.
We do have a machine that allows you to hear what's going on in Ben Affleck's
head. Thank God for that.
Because he is just the dumbest guy.
He is, and you predicted this.
That poor guy.
You predicted
she used him.
She would use him like a toilet, and she did.
He came out in her stool, and now...
Man, now he's done.
He's done.
She's with P. Diddy again.
He gave her that bad movie.
You got that? All right, let's go inside the head of Ben Affleck.
Geely did it.
Yeah, I think so. That was a big part of it. That and P. Diddy.
All right. I'm Ben Affleck. I'm a movie star, but I'm not really talented. I'm good looking, but I've not really made any good movies. I was in The Sum of All Fears, but no one ever remembers that. Oh, what? J-Lo, you're breaking up with me. Don't break up with me. I need you. I'm Ben Affleck. I'm a movie star. I'm handsome. What is that question?
What is that question?
Five.
Times
five.
How am I supposed to know that?
Look at me.
I'm dreamy.
I'm dreamy.
Don't say that.
I hate P. Diddy.
I'm in
Paycheck.
I'm
Daredevil.
I'm Ben Affleck.
Goodwill Hunting.
I'm the most handsome man on People Magazine.
Why am I a movie star?
I'm not talented.
I'm handsome.
Why is Matt Damon so much better than me? Let's face it.
I love Matt Damon. I want to have sex with Matt Damon.
Wow.
I am Ben Affleck.
That's a new corner of Ben Affleck's brain. The mind of Ben Affleck.
There may be the problem.
Inside the brain of Ben Affleck.
Wow. Well, earlier, Don talked about the Great Garfunkel bust. Meanwhile, back in Chicago, the mascot for the NBA's Bulls has been busted for dealing in a housing project. Chester J. Brewer.
Now, he wasn't wearing the outfit? He wasn't wearing the suit, was he?
God, I hope not, but it really doesn't say, so I don't know. Chester J. Brewer, the bull for the last 8 years, was picked up Monday night at the Cabrini Green Projects.
Okay, then you have to have lived in Chicago
to get that, to understand. Yeah.
But it's famous around the country.
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, it's famous. Like, good luck if you live 30 seconds once you step foot
that bad
in the area of Cabrini Green.
Right. Yeah, right.
Absolutely. So I got to think he wasn't wearing his outfit.
Well, yeah, no, he wouldn't be alive.
Because it was in Cabrini Greens.
Police say they found 6 ounces and a scale in his trunk. He now faces felony charges. The team, which knows Chester's had at least 10 other scrapes with the law, has no comment. Some of the Homeland Security money that came out of the pockets of the people of Massachusetts has been spent on big-screen TVs.
Hey, I just got a tip.
What?
I'm not into it. Yep. Any of you guys want to score some heroin?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Philly Fanatic is outside.
Yeah. He keeps it in his head.
San Diego Chicken's got some crack.
Turns out, in Massachusetts, that state's former public safety secretary spent $17,000 of anti-terrorism money on a 60-inch plasma screen. It's not a special terror-fighting plasma screen. It's the kind rich folks pick up at Best Buy. And he made this purchase just 9 months after 9/11.
Who did this, by
the way? The head of public safety, you know, their homeland security guy in Massachusetts.
Gotcha.
The bureaucrat.
And didn't they have, correct me if I'm wrong, in Massachusetts, Logan Airport, didn't they have some real issues with that particular airport?
One of the sources of the terror planes, yeah. This bureaucrat who lost his job with the arrival of a new governor is now being investigated and has no comment.
Hey, hold on. This bulletin just in. The Anaheim Angels rally monkey. He's outside with nitrous oxide for everybody.
Yes, sir. And he's got, what is it, the shaving cream? Didn't you know somebody that used to do that?
Whipping cream.
Whipping cream. Whipping cream. Yes, you did that. I don't know who it was.
It must have been me.
Yeah, right.
News from the Arab world.
Oh, like, where's the A-Rap music?
Yeah, music would be nice, I think.
Buzz, getting the clue. Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much. I know. There you go.
News from the Arab world.
There we go.
Ever so slowly, Saudis are segregating, or are desegregating, actually, their society. And this does not set well with the old guys. At a recent economic summit, Sheikh somebody objected to the fact that the meeting was called to order by a woman.
Isn't that Sheikh?
No, they pronounce it Sheikh now.
I'm kidding.
Old days we used to say Sheikh.
I know, because it would be Sheikh your booty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it would be
Sheikh rattle and roll.
Sheikh and bake.
Sheikh. And then this woman who opened the economic summit got her picture in the paper the next day, which used to never happen there. A woman on the front page, that's immodest.
George Michael.
Said
the woman.
Said the Sheikh, I severely condemn this matter and warn of grave consequences. But maybe he's on to something. Quoting further, allowing women to mix with men is the root of every evil and catastrophe.
But you know, you're starting to make a little sense, Buzz.
Food for thought, isn't it?
It really is, and maybe we should learn a few things from that.
Maybe we could.
I'd like a copy of that story to take home with me.
You got it.
Just to reflect on tonight.
You got it. It's deja vu all over again. There'll be just as many movie sequels as last year, maybe more.
Come on.
As Mike says, not an original idea left in Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah, come on now. Am I going out on a limb? I know it's already in the theaters, but I would say, please, God, cheaper by the dozen, too. Please?
You know what'll happen. It's at least 30 unoriginal movies that we're expecting this year. They can't all suck. There'll be another Spider-Man and another Shrek.
I'm sorry. There's got to be a rebellion against this.
And, well, maybe there will
movies
be.
Movies are sucking more every year. It's horrible.
But, Mike, the Spider-Man looks cool with Doc Ock.
The original Spider-Man was great.
With Dr. Octopus? Are you familiar with Doc Ock from the comic books?
No, I am not. I'm not, but I'll tell you, of all the comic book movies that I've seen, Spider-Man was the best.
And that looks great. Some of these other ones...
But don't you agree, even if you like the original, it's just sometimes you want to see more new stuff, and it gets tired. It really does.
Shrek and Spider-Man.
Yeah, Shrek. Too much Shrek.
Yeah,
they're turning that into a Broadway show.
Well, and they screwed themselves because they gave it a happy ending, and how do you, they got the monster and the lady got married and lived happily ever after.
You know what else is turning into a Broadway show? That dumb Adam Sandler movie, The Wedding Singer.
Oh, and it's coming back as a sequel. There'll be a sequel to that movie as well.
So now,
I thought the sequel to that movie was the one that's coming out now where she's got amnesia. I know it's not really a sequel, but it's virtually.
So now we're rewarding S. We're giving big, fat monetary rewards to piles, steaming piles of ass.
That's right.
I stand behind Spider-Man 2. I want to see a second Spider-Man. I do.
Of course. That girl's in it, Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, she's a good Mary Jane.
And if she runs out in the Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, Sonny Bono.
What an unpredictable bummer.
Movie theater screening about 24 sequels and prequels and at least a half dozen remakes of old movies or TV shows this year. So there'll be a big, fat Greek sequel and remakes of Some Like It Hot, Tootsie, and Victor Victoria.
Mistake.
Sequel to The Wedding Singer and for The Barbershop and Scooby-Doo and Get Shorty. Sequel to Get Shorty. That'll be good.
Well, that was a book called Be Cool.
That's the one.
Well, that's different. See, that's different, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's a real book and it's a
Because technically the guy wrote a follow-up book to Get Shorty.
And movies like The Hunt for Red October and Tom Clancy's Danger.
Right.
Yeah. That's different. That's an original story.
Agreed.
Do you think they're going to do a sequel to The Passion of Christ?
Yeah. It's called this show.
We look forward to Meet the Fockers and Ocean's 12.
Now, I guess we all get sucked in because Meet the Fockers, after what you said about Dustin Hoffman yesterday, I'm awaiting that one more than any
other. And Ocean's 12, Clooney, another caper movie. I'll go see that.
And I'm looking forward to the remake of The Stepford Wives. That should be. Yeah, I'd be campy.
I am too. That's the movie where they got turned into robots.
The wives.
That is updatable. Yeah. I'd like to see that updated.
Absolutely.
Who do I read that's in there? Is it Nicole Kidman
that's
in that?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Now
that sounds good.
Yeah, I'd like to see her as a.
See, now listen to what effing hypocrites we are.
We've completely come full circle. We suck.
It depends. I think the answer is it depends on what you're sequeling, right?
If you're sequeling crap, it's like recrapping crap.
It's just when you say that they're all sequels, it's irritating, but then when you mention the movies we like, we're as dumb as everybody else.
I will stand in line to see Meet the Fockers.
Thank you.
Do we need a remake of Starsky and Hutch on the movie screen? What if I told you?
Oh, now wait. I'm finding disagreement in this room.
Hold on, because it's Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
Oh, so it's just a goof,
right?
Yeah. It's a semi-serious kind of.
But it's them.
And I've read that there's an undertone. They might be gay. It's never.
Then that's funny.
It's never fully answered in the movie.
Then it's really not a sequel. It's a spoof, and that's different.
Playing Huggy Bear is Snoop Doggy Dog.
That'll be great.
Who doesn't love
Snoop?
I'm there. Denzel will remake The Manchurian Candidate. There'll be a sequel to Dirty Dancing.
Neither one of those is a good idea.
I know. The Phantom of the Opera is coming to the movie screen.
What an unpredictable bizzle.
Batman spinoff. We'll see Halle Berry as Catwoman. The list goes on, so must we.
I don't know about that. Buzz,
he teased us with that. He said, sequels are bad, and he lays all the good ones out there.
Uh-huh. Buzz, what is your next story after this break?
Coming up, a Growing Pains reunion movie. Another one is coming.
Hey!
Jesus.
Growing Pains.
Yeah.
And incidentally, what is that doing on TV land? Isn't Growing Pains really Nick at Night material? I mean, I don't want a Nick pit about this.
Children's program.
You'll pardon the pun.
It really doesn't belong on television at all. And also, too much Full House everywhere. Thank you.
And you want to know a really retarded idea Rob and I spent a lot of time talking about today?
What's this?
If we got a fantasy league going, and we got a lot of steps to take, but basically, it's a fantasy league on TV shows.
Okay.
So every week we'd have to figure out a way to pick. Each of us would pick four or five shows.
I saw this. Yeah.
Would it be ratings based?
Yeah. Yes. ESPN has something similar on their website that we want to steal because it's so good. And for instance, there have to be a way because I was saying to Rob, well now. You just pick CSI and Survivor every week, and you know you'd win.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to be. You'd have to have a draft, and you'd have to have the TV shows at the beginning of the fall season. And then you have to go through and see. And if you canceled, you'd be penalized. And you pick one you thought was good.
But there would have to be a way we could pick it up now.
Yeah.
Through the season, maybe heading into sweeps.
You could still have a draft.
And I said to Rob, what if you took out CSI, Survivor, Friends.
Like the top five shows.
Everybody Loves Raymond. You take out the top five
the
shows.
The obvious ones.
And so you can't pick the ones that you know are going to be killer.
Right.
Based on this week's schedule.
Right. Each week we could do it. I'd love to do that.
Sure we could.
That'd be great.
Here's the question. All four guys in this room would like to do it.
Uh-huh.
What about the 6 million people who are listening right now?
Who?
Would they listen to it? I'm not saying would they do it.
It's TV shows.
Would they listen to us have a fantasy league?
Yes.
About which
Moonbeth league?
Absolutely.
Which TV show is going to do the better in the ratings?
As long as there was no commissioner.
Right, yeah. No Broyhills allowed.
Because that would be an unpredictable bummer.
Buzz, hold on. We're late. I'm sorry. More news coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's a new year. Time for you to get a new wireless company. Switch to Singular. Take advantage of the amazing deals Singular is offering right now.
You'll be delighted with Singular's rollover minutes.
Only Singular has rollover. Like rolling a joint. Only Singular lets you keep your number and your unused anytime minutes.
Sign up for Family Talk and Singular will give you 500 bonus rollover minutes to share. Add a line for $9.99 per line per month on select plans starting at $39.99 a month.
That's what pot does to you.
That's right. I had an unpredictable bummer moment.
Oh, nationwide long distance on your cellular telephone included. Long distance, how about that?
Singular has the newest phones for the new year. 9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999
the $50 mail-in rebate, got the built-in camera, picture caller ID, voice dialing, cool ringtones, MP3s. You know what I say? Just lick it.
Lick it. Lick it. Lick it and blow on it.
And it's singular.
WJFK.
Good spot.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Always the exception to every rule ever made. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah.
Yeah, now again, here is a guy. Hold on a second, Buzz.
All right.
Just went up just a second, man. Engineer Tony and
Bacardi Limon.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Mike, you're grounded, so you can watch yet another reunion movie with the cast from TV's Growing Pains.
Hey, Mike.
What, Alan Thicke?
Get up to the room, you're grounded, and stop rolling that doobie.
That show went off the air 12 years ago after a five-year run. ABC's doing the second reunion because the first one got ratings, and ABC needs the ratings.
Buzz, give me 1 second. Hotline. Hello.
Oh, dear.
Jeremy, I just had a quick question for you.
Yes, darling.
I was wondering if you could help me with something. Well,
let me ask you a question.
Uniform tomorrow.
Hold on. Whoa. Hold on, honey. Slow down. She's all worked up because I love asking her this question.
Yeah.
How was work today?
Uh-huh.
Work was fun. Work is fun. I like work. And then I have dinner in the car with me, so I don't have to cook. And it's much better than being at home.
Good. Outstanding.
Hey, good for you.
Outstanding. So what's up, darling?
Well, my question has to do with work, because I know you would be the one to ask, because you know how sharp a person looks wearing their football uniform. I was wondering if tomorrow you thought I should wear my first lifts of football outfit, or maybe go the Laker girl route.
I told you she does not like the throwback jerseys.
Right.
No, it makes a lot of sense to dress like a football player. Or we could just choose different professions entirely, and I could wear the ballerina tutu.
Darling, I was ahead of the curve. I've liked actual football, real, actual, custom, game-worn jerseys.
Real ones.
For years, and now there's this company that's making jerseys.
Because there are other doofuses that wear them when they don't belong in them. You want to be treated like a grown-up at work. It might be better to wear grown-up clothes.
Darling.
This seems to be something she's passionate about.
Yeah, and this is not with me. This is not a new fad where I'm just saying, hey, look, I saw Outkast wearing an old-school Warren Moon jersey.
You're not a rapper either, darling. That's the sad part. You're neither a rapper nor a football player. You are a 40-something-year-old man.
45.
Yeah, and that's how you... Now, would it look silly if I wore a cheerleader outfit to work?
If it made you happy, I'd let you, and frankly, it would turn me on.
Would it look a little silly?
Yeah, you look like Tony Basil. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey, and are those cheerleader skirts still Fairly popular?
And yeah. Didn't
there
you?
With me.
Didn't
not
you?
The whole uniform, not with the pom-poms.
Listen, didn't you buy me that jersey for Christmas?
Well, yes, but that's to wear in the privacy of your own home. You know, if you want to have some little, like, sex game with them, I'm all for that.
What do you care if I wear my the jersey to work? Because occasionally I will get this from my wife. I'm about to leave the house and she's like, you're not going to go into work dressed like that, are you?
Well,
keep in mind, I work at a radio station.
Right. I mean, we can wear whatever we want. Nobody, we really can. It's nobody, one of the perks of the business.
Nobody sees me.
Well, then why don't you wear, you know, a clown outfit one day? Or what other job you would, you know, what other job would you like to have that you could wear their outfit?
If you won't, I will.
Yeah.
I have.
You have.
Yeah, that's right. Buzz didn't like that they had to be a clown.
Yeah, I know.
All right, baby. Thank you for weighing in, but I'm still wearing the jersey tomorrow, regardless of what you think.
Yeah,
and remember,
all right. Well, it's all right with me, just so long as not when we're together.
That, you know, and I got that on the weekend too. Now she says to me, she says you can't wear that. You can't wear those jerseys to work.
Right now she's giving you permission to wear them to work. You can't wear them when you
can't wear them at home.
Right.
Okay,
right. I want to be with the grown up.
Okay, you're with the grown up. You're with honey. Listen, watch. And this is where I lose the argument. Watch BET. Watch MTV. Mm-hmm. Watch okay. any. Watch any of
wait,
the talk shows.
I tell you what. I'll bend my rule when you get your first rap hit.
Honey, the deal is the rappers have finally caught up to what I think is cool.
There you go.
That's right. So for,
well, good.
For,
then, for a, then wear all the rapper outfits. So wear the big jewelry, wear whatever, you know, the baggy pants, wear whatever, you know, wear the whole ensemble.
You know you want
the,
to.
The bling bling.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
Solid gold Volkswagen logo on
yeah.
the
yeah.
Nice.
I do. All right, I'll see you, baby.
Goodbye, sweetie.
Oh, and listen, how about this? What, the boy will be home tomorrow when?
Yeah, I know. Our peace will be broken tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
Young.
Christ, wasn't he just here?
Yeah, but luckily, you know, he doesn't come home to see us anyway, so we won't. Right. We just get the mess. It's just like the tornado goes through the house.
Comes in for just wants to eat, wants to sleep, wants to see his girlfriend.
Pick up a few jerseys.
Yeah, he likes jerseys too.
Sure.
That's something. Got that from his old dad. All right, darling. I'll see you.
Goodbye, sweetie.
All right, love you.
Love you too. Thank you.
And pardon me?
I said thank you.
Thank you for what?
Thank you for loving me because I said that last night and you just called me weird as we were going to sleep.
Oh, no, yeah, you know what, yes, I agree. We're laying in bed, it's after 11, she's already half asleep. I turn the news off, and I lean over, I say, I love you. And she said, thank you. And I said,
wow.
And I said, and that's what I said to her last night in bed. I said, that's weird.
Oh, so here I was thinking she was being nice, and she was mocking you just now.
No, I was saying thank you for saying that. That was
now, listen, the traditional response when you're laying in bed with your wife, is you say, right when you're going to sleep, I love you. You like hearing back. Well, I love you too.
But you know, when you have a problem, it's the same thing when you say thank you in a restaurant. If you say I love you to your special someone, and the person responds with then you got trouble.
Yeah. Anyway, she's laying there and she's saying, "I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping. Turn the TV off." I said, "You've been sleeping for 10 minutes. Let me watch the beginning of the news." And then I finally turn it off. I lean over, I go, "I love you. Thank you."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Hey, that is weird."
No, that was polite.
I said, "That is weird."
It was polite.
That is weird. She said, "No, let me sleep. Let me sleep."
You know, when the many different people have said I love you to me, I have one pat answer that works every time.
What's that?
My pleasure.
All right, darling, I'll see you. We got to go.
You worry when I say no, thank you.
See, your new schedule, your new work schedule is now screwing up my show schedule.
Sorry.
I like having
bye.
You on early in the show. This is the news time now.
Okay,
all right,
fine.
Goodbye,
sorry,
darling.
Buzz.
Well, that's all right, Fred.
Bye. There she goes.
And she's gone.
There she is. I tell you, that's a happy time in my house when I see that car go down the driveway.
She sounds like she's floating on air.
Sounds like she's walking out of there.
Yeah, very
absolutely.
Happy.
Yeah, yeah, good. You want to work? Fantastic. You want to work on the weekends?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the best part of the whole deal. I'm supportive of anything you want to
good
do, darling.
You,
if it means you're going to be out of the house all day on Saturday and all day on Sunday, and I'm going to have to be at home by myself.
She's working on the weekends?
Yeah, well...
Now, that's congratulations, because everybody's doing that.
Every once in a while.
For the weekend.
Oh, for the weekend. I'm sorry.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. So we were talking about rehashing movies and the Growing Pains reunion movie. Well, speaking of unoriginal, ABC and NBC say they both plan to do new reality shows about people stranded on a deserted island.
Yes.
In one case, it's not even a case of a producer copying another producer. In the case of one of the new shows, Survivor's Mark Burnett is basically ripping off himself on another network.
And didn't they already do a Growing Pains reunion show?
Yeah, this is the second one. ABC, desperate for ratings. The first one got pretty good numbers, and so they need the numbers, so they're doing it again.
So you've got the anorexic girl, mm-hmm. who's on all the time on the show, right. talking about being anorexic, and you've got Alan Thicke and the girl that was his mom. That was not even a gigantic hit show,
and was
the
kid who turned gay.
Why don't you shake it up a little bit, right. make it something really special, like how much pain can they really tolerate?
Yeah.
Now I'm watching.
Yeah.
Alan Thicke on Fear Factor?
Yeah. No, or Alan Thicke on a rack.
Alan Thicke was on Fear Factor.
Man. Yes. You're dislocating my shoulders.
I'm watching.
Yeah, don't you remember when Alan Thicke was on Celebrity Fear Factor? He was like the first guy kicked off.
He had trouble with the heights when they had to go on the ledge, walk outside. I watched it. I'm a moron.
He wrote the theme to The Facts of Life. Did you know that?
He did. Yeah. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me stuff I know, son.
Sung by the late Nell Carter.
Not The Facts of Life.
Be a deer and find that.
Coming up.
We promised the story, and here it is. In sports, the NFL has crushed the dream of a dying girl and the dream she had for other dying kids.
Hello!
The Make-A-Wish girl had arranged a viewing party just before she died so other Make-A-Wish kids there in Charlotte, North Carolina, could see the Panthers in the playoffs. The NFL's lawyers got wind of this and put the kibosh on the plan. No live viewings, they said. Well, she's dead now. The league.
Oh, man.
The league, they say, has a... They say the league has a strict policy against showing live broadcasts to create a public event. Strict policy, but reasonable.
Oh, my God.
F them. And finally, a guy who owns a bar in Connecticut is fighting...
The Facts of Life. It's written by Alan Thicke, Buzz.
Yes, we're proud of him for that. A guy who owns a bar in Connecticut is fighting for the people's right to make fools of themselves. He's fighting in court to let them sing karaoke in his bar in the nude. The bar owner...
Don't let AOL hear about that.
Bar owner may have to move to make this happen. In the town of Berlin, just outside of Los Angeles, the local ordinance says you cannot have a sexually oriented business in the same building as someone's residence, and he lives upstairs. Right now, he's fighting that on the grounds that he's the one who lives there and that naked karaoke is anything but sexual.
Yeah!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah!
Thank you, everybody. It's been a great show.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode.
So glad you could spend the time with us.
Until next time, I'm glad we have this time together. Great time. 10 minutes until the hour. Until next time, I hope all the time that you have together. Thanks for good time. Remember, time after time. Hey, time to go. Time out. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you. Yeah.
Hey.
Sure you do. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
BM.
Eaters. Eaters.
Sammy Davis Jr. Hi,
Sammy.
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.